Blog Talk Radio.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com. Because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
Time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
Hair Radio.
Welcome to the Hair Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio. He's the host with the most, Mr. Carrie Hines.
Good morning, and welcome to an all-new live edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're the longest-running daily live broadcast on hair in the world, 25 years and counting. Now, on today's broadcast, we've got the latest in hair and beauty talk, great music, and much, much more. I must thank our Carapi Hair Products, Hair Nation Expo events, Salon TV Network, and all of our amazing advertisers who are responsible for getting this episode on the air. Now, if today is your first time tuning in, thank you. And remember to press 1 to make a live comment or shout-out during the show. We're here each weekday from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern, 5 to 8 Central. Now grab your cup of coffee and enjoy today's show.
That I've heard.
industry. As women, it seems like we carry the weight of the world on our shoulders, and that weight is directly balanced between your 2 feet. And with this balancing act, who do you think is suffering? It's not the kids. It's your feet. While running errands, paying bills, or dodging traffic, you could be ruining your feet. Wearing the wrong shoes for the wrong period of time can cause more damage than you think. Hammer toe and bunions are the leading deformities in black women, and Dr. Yolanda Raglan is the first black and only female podiatrist with practices dedicated solely to the correction of these type of deformities. So let this black girl do some magic and fix your feet. For more information, visit fixyourfeet.com, providing medically necessary surgery with a cosmetic result.
I'm Maggie Anderson. I am the creator of the Empowerment Experiment and the author of Our Black Year, my family's year-long stand, completely living off of black-owned businesses. When we decided to take on this public pledge, we had no idea how hard it would be. There was only one black-owned grocery store in all of Illinois, and that grocery store closed 5 months before we finished our year. And I have 2 little girls. That means no fresh milk, no fresh meats, no fresh produce. But I put them through that because we took the stand and we wanted really to do something extreme out of love for our community, to expose how few black businesses there still are, to refute negative stereotypes about black-owned businesses, and to expose economic injustice that still persists in America. After the year, I decided that I could not go back to corporate. I could not go back to law. I've made this issue of economic racism and really trying to create economic empowerment in our black community my life. The black hair care firms, they sustained the civil rights movement. Black women created these companies, huge, thriving companies. And we needed that. We talk about Black Wall Street now because we shine a light on what happened in Tulsa. Most black neighborhoods were anchored by these Black Wall Streets. And if we could bring that back, America would be better. I'm not saying bring all of it back. That would probably be impossible. But we can bring black hair care back. There are great black hair care companies that exist, black-owned hair care companies that exist right now. And it would be wonderful for, in America, just like other groups own their culturally relevant products and industries, that the black community can own the biggest black hair care brands, that the black community can own black beauty supply stores. 3% of the beauty supply stores in black neighborhoods, and black people know what I'm talking about. If you go into a black neighborhood, you're going to see a beauty supply store, and they're going to sell all the black hair care products that only black people use, and they are not owned by black people. So I've issued the Black-Owned Hair Care Challenge, just asking everyday folks to say, "Hi, my name is Maggie Anderson, and I accept the Black-Owned Hair Care Challenge," and tell the world that from now on, if I'm going to buy black hair care products, I'm going to make sure it's from a black-owned company.
Favorite guest? I've been asked who my favorite guest is, or who are some of the interviews that really kind of stick out with you, or some kind of variation thereof. I'm Carrie Hines, and I have to say, in honor of looking at our big milestone of the Hair Radio Morning Show, it's given me some time to reflect, and I wanted to share some of these reflections with you guys, the fans of the broadcast. Let me say, thinking about guests, it gives me that doing the Hair Radio Morning Show is a great joy because I get to live out, meeting my heroes, growing up and listening to amazing singers, watching amazing television actors and movie stars, and then getting an opportunity to literally talk to them and they know my name. It's been extraordinary. And so to think some of the most influential artists of our time, we've had an opportunity to welcome right here to the Hair Radio Morning Show. Folks like, of course, the legendary multi-Grammy award-winning We Are the World singer, Miss Dionne Warwick, who worked, of course, on that project with Lionel Richie, Michael Jackson, Tina Turner, Cyndi Lauper, Diana Ross. The list just goes on and on and on. And so to have this amazing artist, Miss Warwick, to even know who I am, let alone to join me live on the Hair Radio Morning Show for a special interview, was quite remarkable. And now, I had already interviewed Dionne's sister, Dee Dee, who had passed away several years back. And I had interviewed Dee Dee twice. And Dee Dee's voice to me, I never will forget her voice. It sounded so much like Dionne's voice. So this was great. When I had a chance to talk to Dionne prior to me conducting the interview, I remember I had a chance to say, to catch Ms. Warwick's ear, and I said, you know, I interviewed your sister Dee Dee, not once, but twice. And it was always one of my favorite interviews, just the most beautiful voice. And so, you know, they had a big group, the Drinker Sisters and all of that. And so, great thing. So when I'm asked about my favorite guest, Dionne Warwick has to be way up.
This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Terry
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Terry Hines.
Ladies, do you love a man with a well-groomed and sexy beard? Men, do you suffer from patchiness or irritation and want a fuller beard? Well, let me introduce you to the hottest beard care products on the market. Rugged Evolution features 16 amazing balms, oils, shampoos, and accessories. Our products are sure to meet the demands of all your beard care needs. For more information, go to ruggedevo.com. That's ruggedevo.com.
And remember, rugged is the new smooth.
You're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now, I have a very, very special guest with us today. She actually is a hairstylist, and I should say a superstar celebrity hairstylist and author. It is the Hair Radio Morning Show's great honor to welcome Miss Kim Berry. Good morning, Kim. Good morning to the show.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. It is truly a great special honor for us. Let's just start and jump right on in. We need to tell everybody what makes you a celebrity superstar stylist, and one of your most notable clients, of course, the one and only Prince. Let's start there, Kim. First, tell us a little bit about yourself first. Now, you're based out where? Where are you based?
Los Angeles, California, born and raised.
Oh, really? You were actually born in, I don't know anybody who was actually born in Los Angeles.
Yes. Born and raised. My mother and father are from the country, North Carolina and Tennessee, so everybody thinks I'm from the country because I got their ways, but I'm born and raised in Cali.
Well, listen, we have a lot in common because same thing here. My parents are from North Carolina, and I lived out in Los Angeles, but you were actually born there, so that is amazing. I love that. So now tell everybody, you are a celebrity stylist. I call you a celebrity stylist. Sometimes folks, some of the hairstylists don't want to be known as a celebrity stylist. They don't want to be referred to that way. Does it bother you when someone says celebrity stylist?
No, I actually like it. I'm sorry. I was like, you know, you worked in the industry long enough. You're owed your dues. I appreciate the tag. I appreciate
awesome. Yeah. Well, you definitely fit the bill. So I want to, yes, well, absolutely. First of all, you have notably one of the most famous clients in the world. There is very, very few folks other than the late prince who would be on par if there was such. So let's turn to that. Let's go back a little bit, Kim. Now, I also want to tell everybody, first of all, one of the reasons you've been out, you've talked a little bit, I saw some things online, you have authored a book that kind of chronicles a lot of this, I'm sure, which I'm very proud about. And that book is called Diamonds and Curls, with a Z. I love that on the end there.
Yeah.
Yes, and about your life working with Prince. So let's start at the beginning. I know you've been asked a lot of these questions, I've seen, but I think it's a remarkable story, and I'm very excited to have you on board. So let's start at the beginning. How did this all come about? Now, what I did uncover, which I thought was a hilarious story, I did catch part of it, where the prince's former stylist before you pretty much quit on the job, so to speak. Can you, do you remember that, sir? Can you please tell our audience? I think it's hilarious how, just the thought of it, yes, please share that story, Kim.
Yes, I had been actually dating Prince's bodyguard, and I just kept asking him, you know, get me a job.
Well, now,
you know,
that wasn't Big Coco, was it?
Yes, it was Big Coco.
Okay.
And so
I've done my research.
Yes, I had been dating him for a while. And so finally he started taking me around to the camp, and I would hang around, you know, at the video shoots and photo shoots and things. So Prince is very astute and always watching the area. So he knows when there's someone new in the area. So he's always watching you. So I had been, like, I'd go whenever I go to the sets, I would always go to wherever the hairstylist and the makeup artist was. So finally I met Tanya, who was his stylist at the time, and so we just clicked, and, you know, you just meet genuine people and you become friends. And so she and I were hanging out, and she was just complaining one day, and she was like, you know what, I'm tired of doing this. I want to go home. I don't want to live out of a suitcase. And I was like, girl, you got the best job in the world. She's like, it's not what you think. And I said, Lord have mercy. I said, it's funny how you covet someone else's life, but you don't know what they go through in the course of a day. And so she was like, it's not what you think, Kim. And I said, I think you work for the biggest entertainer in the world. And she was like, Kim, it's not what you think. And sure enough, my mother used to tell us all the time, you know, be careful. Life and death is in the power of the tongue. And she went into, we were on a video set. I forgot what set it was that he was shooting that day, but he went into the room with Prince, and he snatched a comb out of her hand. And she said, you know what? She said, my lips are chapped from kissing your little black ass. I'm out of here. And she literally, after the video set, she packed her stuff up and she left. And I said, when you call it a holy hookup, that I was standing there and got this introduction. I had been hanging out with her. I had formed a friendship. And so the people in the camp knew who I was, you know. And it was just interesting that what God has for you is for you, and not even the gates of hell going to keep you from it. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
And see, she quit, and I call it the holy hookup, that I was standing there. They were going to Germany the next day, and so they left to go to Germany. He said, tell Tanya to get the salon ready. And all the team was like, no, Tanya quit. Because, you know, Prince is used to being Prince, so he talks crazy to you, and the next day, of course, he knows you're going to be there. No,
right.
This day, Tanya packed her stuff and left. And so he said, so what do you mean? I'm going to Germany without a hairstylist? And they were like, yeah, they didn't know what to tell him. And so he was baffled, so they had to hire somebody when they got there. He hated the person. He wound up doing his own hair for the show that night. And so they come back to Los Angeles, and Coco said, get your stuff ready. He said, meet me at this club in Beverly Hills. And he said, bring your portfolio. I got my portfolio, and one thing my parents used to always instill in me, you know, if you stay ready, like the rapper say, you ain't got to get ready.
That's so right.
I have been doing photo shoots. I have been stacking pictures. I had my book ready. Went to the club. They had already made preparations for me to get in. And God was just awesome. It was just a move of God. So we laid the book on the table. I approached him. He looked at me like, how did you get to my table? And I was like, my name is Kim Berry. I know you don't have a hairstylist, I said, and I'd love to, you know, do your hair. And so he looked at me. He opened the book. He said, so you do hair, you know, in his, you know, snide remark way. And I said, yeah. He said, you got a salon? I said, yeah. He said, go hook it up. And so I already knew. I had been watching her, following everything she was doing, and I noticed on her table she had this hairspray. I went and bought it. If she had this gel, I went and bought it. So I was duplicating her table, never thinking that I would ever get the opportunity to do prints. But I said, if she's using it, I'm gonna use it, because she's a celebrity stylist. And so my dad used to tell me growing up, preparation, success is when preparation meets opportunity. When the opportunity presents itself, will you be prepared? And literally, the opportunity presented itself. I went to the salon. I blacked out the windows. I knew how to do that. I got the salon ready. And about an hour later, I get a phone call, and he said, Kim, this is Prince. And I said, oh, my God. And so he says, yeah, I'm not going to be able to make it. I said, oh, okay, well, no problem. I said, next time, you know, you in Los Angeles, just know you got a hairstylist. He said, well, do you travel? Now, mind you, I'm 19, 20 years old. I ain't never left Inglewood, let alone California. And so I said, yes. And yes just popped out of my mouth. And I was like, oh, my God, what did I just say? He said, okay, great. He said, we're sending a car to come pick you up. He said, meet us at the airport. I said, I'm sorry, what? He said, is there a problem? I said, no. He said, I said, oh, my God, in my mind, I'm freaking out. And so I was like, meet him at the airport. I was like, wait a minute, what's happening? But that's just how Prince does. He get down. Everybody that you know that has worked for him has the same remarkable story. Like, it's on the spot. You're getting hired. And wow. So literally, I called my mother. I hung up the phone, and I called my mother. I was like, oh, my God, I just talked to Prince. She said, stop lying. I said, no. I just talked to Prince. I said, he said that they're sitting in the car. I said, I don't have no clothes. I don't have no. She said, you better get to that airport. She said, take your curling irons and your hairspray, and you get to that airport. And she said, I'm going to send you some money in the morning. You go to Target, buy you some clothes, and you keep on moving. I said, oh, my God. So I literally took the coat on my back and my curling irons and jumped in. They sent the limousine. I went to LAX. Him and his brother was on the plane. I walked past them, sat down on the plane, flight booked, everything.
When
first
you say
time
on
thought,
the plane,
no.
Was this a commercial plane?
No, commercial
or?
Airline, yes.
Okay.
So for most part, he did commercial. And I just couldn't believe it was happening. I was like, oh, my God, there's Prince. And went and got on sat down on the plane. And first time I got off the plane, I saw snow. I was like, oh, my God, it's Christmas Eve.
That's like you're from California.
Yes. So seasons was the first time I met seasons was traveling with Prince. And so saw snow. I got to the gates open to Paisley Park, and I was like, oh, my God, it does exist. Wow. They walk me through the back door. I go upstairs to the hair salon in the back room. And it was just amazing. I'm like, oh, my God, this is happening. So his brother walks in. His brother said, okay, you're going to do me first. And I said, okay, great. So I'm trained for this. So my beauty school teacher would hand me 6 or 7 towels at a time, train me on speed, train me on ability. And he said, look, he said, quality and then quantity, never sacrificing one for the other. He said, your first head needs to look as good as your last head. So I said, okay, got it. I've already been trained. God had already been putting it in my path and getting me ready for the opportunity such as this. And I did his brother hair and 4 women that were there hanging out with them that night, and one behind the other, bam, knocking down heads. So his brother said, okay, well, he'll be in a few minutes. I said, okay, 1 hour goes by. 2 hours go by. I'm sitting there. I'm looking around. Now, I'm in Paisley Park. You can see the purple rain jacket in the corner, a raspberry beret outfit. There's jewelry laying around. I sat there with my hands in my lap, and I said, Mama used to say, if you go in somebody else's house, you don't touch nothing that don't belong to you. I sat right there for 2.5 hours with my hands in my lap. I said, okay, I don't know what's going on, but if they don't know that I know that it's a camera's watching me, I said, okay. So finally, his brother.
Well, you were very smart for 19, though.
Absolutely.
That was very wild.
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, Mama didn't play that.
They taught
Mama
you very
trained
well.
Absolutely. So I sat there, and his brother stuck his head in the door and said, you didn't steal nothing, did you? I said, excuse me, first of all. I said, Mom, I knew this was a test. I said, my mom ain't raised no fools. I said, second of all, quit playing with me. I got to go to the bathroom. He said, you could have went to the bathroom. He was, and so he's laughing at me. He's like, oh, I'm so sorry. I said, no, I ain't moving through this man's house. This is his house.
And
so
he said, the same way. That's
yeah, and so I stayed right there. And so he said, okay, for real. So I got settled, and he said, okay, for real. He coming in a few minutes. I said, don't you leave me sitting here. Now, mind you, Paisley Park is a self-contained. They call it a creative battleship. And so inside Paisley Park, there's kitchens, so they can make their own food. There's studios. There's a hair salon. There's a dance studio, there's a disco, there's a performance area. That, like, this place is massive.
And when there are elevators inside there. We saw a little bit of it. There are elevators inside there.
Absolutely. It's a complete compound. It is
compound,
amazing.
Yeah.
Even now, when Oprah Winfrey came, Oprah Winfrey was like, I thought Harpo Studios was huge. She said, my studio will fit inside of here. She said, this is massive. So if you would have pressed Oprah Winfrey, you know you're doing something.
You got that right. And
yes,
I've only known one or two to do that. So you're right.
Absolutely. Yes. And
wow.
So finally, Prince stuck his head in the door, and I was like, oh, my God, he's so little. Like, it didn't matter. Like, when you see Prince on stage, he's larger than life. He is this huge entity. But when you see him in person, he's a small-stature man. He's very quiet. He's very humble. He's very meek. And he used to ask me all the time, you know, I got like 10 personalities. I was like, yeah, I met all of them. So it's a different Prince in every element of the – but he stuck his head in the door. He said – yeah, I love your work, he said, but you can't have those nails in my head. He said, I'm tender-headed. I said, okay, click, 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 click. I just started breaking off all 10 nails right there in front of it. He started laughing. He said, oh, my God. He said, you are so funny. He said, okay, yeah, you're going to work. He said, go back to the hotel. We're going to Miami in the morning. I said, I'm sorry. Wait a minute. I said, you're not getting your hair done? He said, no, I'm good. Don't worry about it. It's too late. He said, "Well, I'll see you in Miami. I'll see you at the airport." I was like, oh, my God. So I'm packing up my stuff, and I'm just like, so did I just get hired? What just happened? I was like, oh, my God. So we get to Miami. We stay there for a few days. He says, him, order whatever you want. He said, just hang out. I'll let you know when I'm ready to get my hair done. I said, okay. But a few days later, he called me. He said, we're going to Chicago in the morning. I said, you're not getting your hair done? He said, don't worry about me. I'm good. I said, okay. So I called my mother. I'm like, oh, my God. I'm moving from city to city. My mom said, just keep going. Keep going. She had sent me some money. I went to Target before we got on the airplane. I bought me some clothes. I said, oh, my God. I was like, what is happening? I was asking my mother. I said, who lives like this? My mother said, you do. And that's when my reality shifted, and I was like, I'm a celebrity hairstylist. Like, I'm rolling with Prince. So Prince rolls with his bodyguard, his hairstylist, and sometimes that's just it, his bodyguard and his hairstylist. But we were going from city to city. They were partying. They were doing their thing. And every night he called me, Kim, you good? Okay, just get what you want. Just let, you know, I'll see you in the next city. Finally, we get to New York. And I had been with him like 2 weeks that by then. He still didn't get his hair done. He said, Kim, get the salon ready. I said, okay, here we go. So I get the salon. I find the salon. I got a private room. I set everything up. I got everything laid out exactly how he's used to seeing it. So and knowing that he's a creature of habit, I had studied Tanya's habits. Yes. And so I got ready. He walked in. We had a consultation. He said, okay, I want color. I want a perm. He said, you know, I need a cut. And he said, so, you know, let's do it. Now, before we get to him, his brothers tell me on the way to the salon, don't touch his ears. Don't look him in the face. Don't do this. Don't spill water on him. I said, wait a minute, Jack. Y'all making me nervous. I said, I do this for a living. Don't you mess me up. And he said, no. He said, and what was funny was everything they told me don't do, I did. I said, but Prince took it all in stride. And when I tell you that I hooked that hair up. I said, Kim, breathe. I said, you got this. Relax. He ain't no different than nobody else.
He's just a person.
I said,
exactly.
Yeah, I said, you do this. I spilled water down his face while he was in the shampoo bowl. He said, okay, lady, wait a minute. It's like you're trying to drown me. I was like, oh, my God, I'm so sorry. I touched him up. Got it back together. We finished that hair. He looked in the mirror, did his little left-right look. He spun around on them heels. He was like, okay. He said, see you later. He said, your limo's waiting for you outside. And he spun around on them heels and disappeared into a puff of purple smoke. And And I was like, I looked out the window. The limo driver was waving at me. He said, I was like, okay, Kim, yeah, you a celebrity hairstylist. I said, wow. And literally I've been rolling with him for 29 years after that. It was the most amazing journey I had ever experienced, you know. And I take nothing for granted. I thank God that he could have chose anyone else. And he did. There were other hairstylists that came in and out throughout my career, but Kim always got the call to come back.
Wow.
And it was beautiful. Yeah.
Well, I have to tell you, I can speak to one thing only with regards to ever seeing Prince. I saw him one time live.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I ran into him in Los Angeles. I remember this. It was the early 90s, and myself and one of my colleagues and at the time, we were in the airline business, of course, and I remember flying out to Los Angeles, and we showed up at this club. It was all the rage back in the early 90s. It was on Sunset, called Roxbury.
Yes,
and
yep.
And Prince was there. We were on a second floor, and they let us into Roxbury. Now, this Roxbury club, they had, when I tell you they had all these fancy cars pulling up.
Absolutely.
And I do mean fancy. It was right there off that little turn off Sunset. It was on Sunset, if I recall.
Yeah.
And I remember all these fancy cars. Now, my friend Richard and I, we showed up. Do you remember the station wagons that had the little panel on the side?
Yes,
you may not go back that far, Kim, but they had station wagons with the panel on the side. Now, we showed up at the Roxbury getting out of a station wagon with the panel on the side.
Right.
And
okay.
We go up to the door, and the gentleman says, you know, he looks at our ID. He sees we're from New York. He knows that we are definitely not the typical caliber that's coming into the club. Well, we didn't know this. I don't even remember how we ended up there, but we didn't know it at the time. So we go in, and we heard that Madonna's dancers were there, and they had all these people. We didn't hear that Prince was there, but they had all these other celebrities who were there. And we ended up on, they had a balcony on the second floor, and who do we see but Prince. We're seated on the second floor. Prince literally walks by with, we assumed, his bodyguard.
Yes.
It was he and one fellow. That was it. So it kind of fits in with everything that you said. And he just walks by us, but the bodyguard gives us a look like, don't approach him, don't ask. So we did.
Right.
And he walked by. He wasn't much taller than us sitting down as he walked by, and I'm not exaggerating. And that was the only time that I've ever had any run-in, if you want to call it a run-in, but he walked right by me. So I never forgot that. Now, I have to say, if you've just joined us, you're listening to the All-New Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now, my very special guest with us today, her name is Kim Berry, and she is what I, by all accounts, to be a celebrity superstar hairstylist, and she is also an author, and her book, so super popular out there, called Diamonds and Curls, and that's with a Z, and this is about her life story with none other than Prince, the superstar. So I have to say, Kim, let's pick up with that. Or even go back a little bit. Now, where did all of this come from? I know that you were in, you had gone to beauty school and all that, but what about before that? What inspired you out in the California and the L.A. area to get into hair care and all of that? What was that inspiration? And then we'll move to the book.
What's really hilarious is I had no inclination, never thought about being a hairstylist.
Really?
I was going to school. I was going to be a doctor, and I was going to, you know, whatever, you know, life was going to take me. I had graduated early from high school, top 10% of my class.
Wow.
So I told Mom, I said, I did everything you told me to do. I said, I'm taking a year off. She said, a year off? I said, yeah. I said, I'm not going to college right away. I'm just going to chill out. I said, and you know, just find myself. I said, I didn't, you know, have no babies. I brought you a diploma. I did everything you told me to do. I said, now I'm just going to chill. She said, okay, great. So about 2 or 3 months into that, she said, what you getting ready to do? I said, I'm sorry, what are you talking about? I said, I'm taking a year off. I'm just going to chill. And she said, no, ma'am. She said, ain't but one queen in this house. She said, so you going to get up? You going to get a job? You going to school? Or you going to get the hell out of my house? Oh. I said, wait a minute. I'm the baby. I done did everything. I did everything you told me to do. I said, I can't chill. I said, the boys is chilling. Why I can't chill? She said, Kim, did you hear what I said? So I got mad, went walking up the street down to Crenshaw Boulevard in L.A., yes. And walked up into Pacific Beauty College. So I just walked in. I said, let me go see what they're talking about in here. And walked in Pacific Beauty College, sat down at the table with Mr. Cedric Goins, the owner of the school. He told me everything about his beauty college and what it entailed. And I was like, well, forget it. I'm going to just do this for the meantime just to get her off my back. So before I knew it, Mr. Goins had me signing on the dotted line. He said, I look forward to seeing you tomorrow. I said, wait, tomorrow? School start tomorrow? He said, yes. He said, I'll see you tomorrow. He said, make sure your lab coat is bright and white. Make sure your shoes is clean because I will lock you outside. I said, I'm sorry. What did I just sign up for? So sure enough, got my things ready for school. I came home, brought the paperwork, showed it to my mother. I said, well, I hope you happy. I go to beauty school now. She said, I hope you happy. And went in her room and closed the door. I said, oh, my God. I said, this lady here. I said, what did I do? So sure enough, went to beauty school. Every day there was a teacher there, Miss Cooper. She used to ask me every day, what are you doing here, Barry? I said, I'm here because my mother making me come here. She said, oh, really? She said, oh, well, you know by the end of these 12 months, I'm going to turn you into a hairstylist. I said, you're not going to turn me into nothing. I'm just here because I gotta be here so my mother stay off my back. She said, yeah, okay. So sure enough, about 6 months into the course, mind you, this is a 12-month course that I finished in 9 months because I was so mad. I did not miss a day. I went every day. I wanted to get this over with. I was mad. I joined in the middle of the summer. My friends are like, Kim, come on. We're going to the beach. We're going to Disneyland. I said, no, I got to go to school. I'm not playing with y'all. I'm going to knock this out. In the course of being in beauty school, I met a young sister named Pat who had been there for almost 4 years. I said, you know that's not real college, right? You know we supposed to get out of here and live here. So I knew that I wasn't going to prolong this longer than I had to. So sure enough, 6 months into the course, they did a statewide competition. 200 kids came out from all over California. You had to bring a model. We didn't know that it was a head-to-toe competition. I just happened to tell one of my homegirls, can I use you as a model? She was like, yeah. So I said, okay, I knew she was an only child, spoiled rotten. I said, okay, bring your stuff. Her mother had bought her like 6 or 7 prom dresses. She came dressed to the nines. When I tell you, beautiful gown, gloves, diamonds, the whole nine. So, for the getting her ready for the hair show, I was like, do you mind if I cut your hair? She was like, yeah, go ahead, do whatever you want to do. I turned my sister's hair orange. I turned it pink. I said, oh, my God. I kept going back to Miss Cooper, like, can you help me? She said, no, go to your textbook. Now, mind you, she helping everybody in the school. I said, oh, my God. I was like, you helping this person? You helping that person? She said, go back to your textbook. I was like, what in the world? So I said, okay. Finally figured out her hair color, got her color corrected, got her straight. We go to the competition. Like I said, my girl showed up, head to toe, beautiful gown, hair, butter was whipped. So we get to the competition. It's a 2-day competition. Out of 200 kids, I placed top 10. So out of the top 10 come back the next day. And she showed up again, bam, banging hair, bam, banging dress, outfit, outstanding. We get to the competition out of top 10. Kim Berry takes first place. When
Get
they hand me the
here.
Trophy, absolutely. When they hand me the trophy and the check, Miss Cooper walks over to me and she said, no help from her, mind you. She was watching from a distance, though. She said, didn't I tell you I was going to turn you into a hairstylist? I said, oh, my God. I said, so I didn't know I was getting Mr. Miyagi's wax on, wax on, wax on. Wax. I said, it was so intricate of how all of these people played a part in my journey to get me to the finish line. Like I said, Mr. Goins, the owner of the school, built my speed up. Miss Cooper made sure that my technique was on point because everything was by the book. She took me out of class early one Easter and made me go on the floor. And I was like, oh, my God. I said, I don't have no business on the floor. I just started in beauty school. She said, you got this, Kim. I'm doing this lady's hair. did a pocket curl, burned this lady's hair. She walked up to me. She said, Kim, she said, did you burn this lady's hair? I said, absolutely not. She walked through this lady's head and found the exact spot. I had took the curl, put it in my pocket. They call it a pocket curl. Put the curl in my pocket. I was like, she said, now, the next time, she said, first of all, these people know that you're in beauty school. Now, the next time I ask you, did you make a mistake, just say yeah. I was like, oh, my God, I'm embarrassed. I'm going to leave the floor. I'm going to the bathroom. I'm going to shrink up. She said, these people know that you're in beauty school, so it's okay. They're willing to take the risk because they know that, you know, you're learning. I was like, wow, who knew? I said, I was so embarrassed. She was like, now finish this lady's hair and let's keep on going. And so they gave the lady a little gift certificate to come back and get her hair done again and, you know, for free and all this kind of stuff. And I was just like, oh, my God. I said, didn't even know that all of this was building me up, building my character to get me ready for the real test that I was about to, you know, the journey that I was about to partake in. So it was everybody along your path, you have to know that it's some form of an angel, some form of a teacher. So it was just an incredible journey getting to this point because I never thought about doing hair, didn't want to be a hairstylist. Knocked that 12-month course out in 9 months when I graduated, and still 30 years later went back to the beauty school. Mr. Goins said, I always talk about you. I tell all my students about Kim Berry, that Kim Berry is a celebrity hairstylist. Matter of fact, our school is one of the highest ones that has most of the celebrity hairstylists. Candida Farmer, Candida is a celebrity hairstylist. Everyone knows her in California. Pam Farmer, celebrity makeup artist. Kim Liu is another celebrity makeup artist who graduated from our school. So we produce some of the biggest.
Apparently.
Yes, makeup and hair artists that work in the industry to this date in California. Like, it was just amazing how they all led a part in my journey. And it's just amazing. When I look back on it, I thank God. I don't take nothing for granted, and I bless God for every part of my journey.
Absolutely. I love everything that you have said. And I have to tell you, I got to go back to one part which just cracks me up. I can't wait to, just to remind everybody better. But it reminds me so much. I love your journey, and we have so much in common. But I think this is every black mama who says,
yes.
You can't, because I swear to you, it's the same story. I had grown up thinking that I'm going to just lay in the house when I graduated high school and thinking I'm just going to sit around the house, you know, and I don't have to go to school now, so great.
Right.
Man, my mama, she told me you're going to get a job or go to school or get out,
right.
Literally
that's
in
right.
that order. And so
that's
when you,
right.
I said, oh, my God, you brought back memory. So I'm sure that's every black mama in
yes.
America. We don't play that stuff. We
no,
really
mama don't.
No, don't
play that.
Not
mama
at all.
Yes.
And especially from North Carolina. Anybody from North
right.
Carolina, ain't nobody playing that kind of thing. Now, let
that's
me
right.
tell you, Kim, I love this. I love the story. You are just amazing. If you're just tuning in, I better bring everybody up to speed. You're listening to the All New Hair Radio Morning Show. This is a very, very special interview this morning with none other than I'm calling you the superstar celebrity hairstylist, Ms. Kim Berry. Again, we're welcoming you to the show. She's also the author of Diamonds and Curls, and that's Curls with a Z. So when you guys are out there Googling it or going on to Amazon or picking up the book, definitely you want to search it correctly. So tell us about this amazing book. Now, I've seen some of the things online. Tell us about Diamonds and Curls.
Yes, Diamonds and Curls is my memoirs, 29 years rolling with rock royalty. That's my book. Working for one of the most iconic stars in the world. Like, you know, I tell everybody this little girl from the hood did good, you know. It was just amazing of how basically our lives were so intertwined, he and I together. We literally grew up together. And because most marriages, like I said, I outdid both of his marriages. He was only married for 4 years apiece. And I outlived his lawyers, his doctors, his wives. You know, I was there when his mother died, when his father died, when his baby died. I was there for some of the most intricate highs and some of the worst lows of his life. And God chose me to walk alongside this man, you know. So I'm telling intimate stories of literally how I, you know, was there. Some of the stories were just, it was just he and I, like, you know, and how we laughed together, how we prayed together, how we bagged on each other's mamas together. Like, it was just the most incredible journey. So I'm not telling the stories about, you know, book sales and, you know, concerts and all that. There's enough of those books out there. I'm telling the more intimate side. Nothing scandalous, nothing salacious. Just literally our everyday life of how I walked alongside, you know, one of the most, like I said, biggest names of our time, that he literally created the soundtrack to our lives, you know. And I'm telling the intimate stories, the part that people would never get a glimpse of unless, you know, I pulled the curtain back. One of my hashtags is behind the purple curtain, and showing people what life was like on an everyday journey with this man.
Now, did I uncover somewhere that you were not necessarily a Prince fan at first? You know, before you started working with him in that way, you were aware of him and his music, but you weren't necessarily, like, the number one fan. So
nope.
How did that happen, or how did it come about, and did that change along the way?
Well, hanging around him, you have to become a fan. He teaches you what real music is.
Yes.
I had knew his popular things, Little Red Corvette, Kiss. I remember watching Kiss on a video, just watching it, and I was
you
just
knew
staring.
The 80s.
Yes. So yeah. I knew of him, but I, like I said, never thought that I would wind up working with him. I wasn't a fan, and so I think that's another reason what kept me around so long, because I wasn't so geeked out and tripping off of him.
Exactly.
When I got around him. Oh. It was a job for me to do. I showed up, like one of the fans said on my page yesterday, I would have just kissed him, you know, and I said, and you would have just been fired. So, you know what I mean? So I didn't fan out over him. I wasn't geeked out. I showed up every day. I did what I was supposed to do. I tell people all throughout the book that I served him as if he was God himself, you know, because everything that I do, my mother had already instilled in me, you do it with excellence, you know, and whether it be the trash man or the biggest man on the totem pole, you serve everybody with respect, and you do it with excellence. And so it was nothing for me to show up every day. Like, it was a blur. It went by in a blur, because it was just what I did every day. I served this man. I was with him sometimes 6 months out of the year, gone away from my family. I missed holidays. I missed, you know, big things. Even, you know, I was telling some people, my daughter's first steps, once my daughter was born, I missed my daughter's first steps being on the road with Prince. I came home off the road. My mother said, I have a surprise for you. And my daughter came walking across the floor. I was like, no, like I missed my daughter's first steps. You know, so you miss some big things in life at home. But, you know, family was able to enjoy some beautiful things. They were able to travel the world with me sometime, my mom and my daughter. And you know, but they had some beautiful Christmas and holidays because of Prince, you know. So,
I
said, so it was awesome. The exchange was well worth it, you know, the exchange. So a lot of my friends were like, oh, if I were you, I wouldn't take, because Prince talked crazy to you and expect you to be there in the morning. I wouldn't take this off of him. And, you know, I wouldn't let him say that to me. I said, okay, let me see now. You at home on your mama's couch, and I'm in Switzerland in one of the most beautiful hotels in the world. So don't tell me what you won't take off somebody, because I said, you'll do what you got to do to get the job done. So those, all those stories will be. So right now, Volume 1 is out now, and I'm actually going to re-release Volume 1 April 22nd of next year. I'm looking forward to adding some new stories to the book, and then what I'm doing is 10-year chronicles at a time. So I'm doing you know, Volume 2 and Volume 3. So the fans have looking forward. So they're already chomping at the bit and asking, when's the next book coming out? Because I ended every book on a cliffhanger. So each one will end. So, you know, back in the day when we had Nancy Drew and the Hardy Boy Mysteries,
yes.
the book will be like that. And so each book will end on a cliffhanger leading you to the next book. Instead of doing, you know, this big, thick Bible-type book, it's like putting 30 years in one book. I didn't want to do that to the fans. I didn't want to bore them. So there's pictures in the book, behind-the-scenes pictures. There's, like I said, stories. There's also, they always ask me, like, well, what products did you use on Prince's hair? And what what type of makeup did he use, and what type of soap? So I have what's called the Endorphin. What Prince had a song called the Endorphin Machine. And so in each part of the book, there's a small section, and there's cartoons, that are drawn by Mr. Gary. And then there's another brother he's an artist. His name is, oh, my God, just because I'm trying to tell you, oh, his name escapes me. Anyway, there's an artist who illustrated the book, and that I'm going to tell you his name in just a few minutes.
It'll come to you, but that will
yeah,
come
Moiselle.
Back to it.
Yeah, the brother's name is Moiselle. His name is Moiselle.
Oh, Moiselle.
So,
okay.
Yes, he did these beautiful illustrations in the book. So the book is beautifully designed. And so we have the artist pictures by Moiselle. Then there's the cartoon characters that of my hairstyles all over the world. So Gary lent his expertise to the book as well. So both of those brothers, I appreciate them so much. In each part of the book, the endorphin pages are different anecdotes of, you know, things that I've shared with Prince, different hair products that I've used on him. And speaking of hair products, before Prince passed away, we were coming up with a product line, which I'm definitely going to produce. I'm bringing it to manifestation. It'll be coming out real soon. So we have a hair product line that's inspired by Prince. The fans are going to love it. It's going to be beautiful. The packaging is amazing, and I can't wait to get it to the masses. It's going to be awesome.
Well, I can't wait because you're going to come right here to the Hair Radio Morning Show and tell everybody all about it. We're so happy for you. Well, listen,
Kim,
I want to, absolutely. Well, I also want to find out, you know, some of the actual stylings and things like that. Now, did you go with him, like, during concerts and literally work at the concerts, or were you mainly just at the house on that before he left the house, or how did all that work?
Well, when I first started, it was the early, you know, when I graduated after high school and then beauty school.
Right.
I only did stuff when he came to L.A. But
oh, okay.
As things progressed, I literally became his everyday stylist. So I traveled like I was his right hand. Like Prince didn't go anywhere without his hairstylist and his bodyguard, like I said before. So I was everywhere with him, every concert. Like people ask me to this day, were you there at this? Were you there at this party? I was at every after party. I was at every concert. I was at every. So for 29 years, if you could imagine, literally all over the world, wherever Prince was, Kim was somewhere in the background.
Wow. Now, we're just trying to wrap our brain around that because you're talking about being a young person and literally seeing the world. Now, what about some of the other celebrities? Did you was Prince your only client during that period, or did you also do some other hits?
No, thank God. Over the years, I was able to work on, when I would come back to Los Angeles, I had the opportunity. I was good friends with Cat Williams' manager.
Oh, Cat
and
Williams.
So Cat Williams has been a client of mine for the last 10 years. I just did a movie with him called 2 Minutes of Fame. It was the most hilarious event of my life. There were so many comedians: Sinbad, George Wallace, Lunell, Red Grant,
wow.
Jay Farrow, you name it. They were on set. We laughed all week. It was the most hilarious thing that I have ever done. Meet the Blacks, you know, did hair with Cat. Every one of his comedy shows that you've seen in the last 10 years, that's all Kim Berry's hairstyles on Cat Williams. DJ Quick is a client of mine. Wendy
wow.
Raquel Robinson, Loretta
yes.
Devine, Tamara Mari. God has just really been in the blessing business. I have been able to touch some of the most beautiful celebrities, and it's been a great journey. It's just been amazing, and I'm looking forward to what God is you know, going to do next. So
yeah.
Still working on photo shoots and videos to this day. So I'm still rolling in the industry. But people are like, well, what are you going to do now? Like I was just going to crawl in a hole and die. No, when I met Prince, I was doing hair. When I die, I'm going to be doing hair. So I'm still rolling. I'm like, I tell people, don't, you ain't seen the end of me yet. So don't count me out. God ain't finished with me yet. So I'm looking forward to what God is about to do. So like I said, I have the product line coming out, the hair extension line that's going to be coming out. I'm up to some big things. God is doing it, and I'm excited about what he's about to do.
Well, I see that you're on the Hair Radio Morning Show, so we know that you're on to big things, and we love
yes,
it. What I cannot wait to get into, and this is a great time to talk about this, we're excited. We're excited to have you because we're going to be exploring having you to come back and give us a full series on this amazing life. And I want to say it's based on Diamonds and Curls, which is your amazing book. Again, Curls is spelled with a Z. So when you Google it out there, and Kim Berry is an amazing author out there with this telling and retelling of the stories of her life with Prince for 29 years. That's a long time. So, yes, you and you talked about some of the different changes along the way, not so much changes, but some of the different experiences along the way that you had an opportunity to have a front row seat, literally. Could have been a concert seat, but literally a front row seat to this man's extraordinary life. Was there any part of it that really kind of, that you were kind of surprised? You didn't expect Mr. Prince to be that way, you know? So some kind of, you might have gone and thinking he was one way, and then come to find out he was totally different, and maybe in a pleasant way. So anything you want to kind of share with us about any kind of thing like that?
Well, like I said, he was a practical joker.
Really?
He played jokes on people all the time. if you go back to the Morris Day times, they literally kidnapped some of the band members and came out on the stage and played for Morris. Like, if you read everybody's stories, if you lined all our books up, you know, you'll find out who the man Prince really was. Because one thing he was consistent. He had his, I call it, you know, asshole moments. He was mean to you. He had his moments where he was loving. He had his moments where he was hilarious. He had his moments where, you know, it was just an awesome experience all the way around.
He felt like he was an all-around person to me.
Absolutely. Most people, you know, they want to make it like, oh, he floated on a cloud and, you know, he pooted purple dust. No, he was a human being. He was a man. That's what I'm telling about in my book, is the humanity side of Prince, that he was a man, that he laughed, that he cried, that he desired certain things, that he longed for certain things, that he, you know, just like all of us, he put his pants on one leg at a time. And so people want to be like, oh, he's this mystic god. No, he was a human being. And he hurt, he laughed, he cried, he was human. And that's what I love about it. I'm trying to think of one moment the Dave Chappelle moment, when Dave Chappelle talked about the shirts and the blouses. That story was absolutely true. Now, mind you, we were all sitting in the kitchen in Paisley Park, and so they had just got through, you know, having a recording session in the studio, so the band members, everybody in there, that was our normal thing, everybody hanging out in the kitchen, laughing and talking and eating lunch. And so then on comes the Dave Chappelle show. And so they do the shirts and the blouses. Now, mind you, everybody in the room is cracking up laughing. And so they're laughing because Prince is the butt of the joke. And so this is a true story that really happened. Charlie Murphy and all the crew came and played basketball against Prince. Inside Paisley Park, there's a full basketball court. Most people don't know that Prince was a basketball superstar in high school.
Wow.
And literally would go out and ball you crazy in his 6-inch heels. Do you hear me?
Wow.
Like the boy did not play. He could play some basketball. So anybody that came in Paisley Park was getting challenged to basketball, ping pong, whatever he could whoop you at, you was going to get challenged at it. And so he had a full ping pong table set up in Paisley. It was awesome all the time. And so the show came on, and I was just cracking up laughing, and he's looking at me like, that's funny to you, Kim? I said, oh, let me straighten up. No, sir, that's not funny. I said, but come on now, you know that's funny. And we laughed at Prince so hard that day, but it was just so amazing because we all knew it was true, that it really did happen. And so so it was just awesome to just be around him, you know. And when he would laugh at you, if we was having a bag session and he'd be bagging on people's mamas, him and the guys in the band would be going back and forth. He would read jokes, like books on your mama jokes. So he would clown them. He was just hilarious. And so it was funny, especially if he bagged on you and it was funny, he was going to laugh from his gut, like he would scream, like it was just so funny. But when it was, he was the butt of the joke. You know, he look at you sideways. That's funny to you, Kim. I'm like, oh no, sir, I'm not laughing at you. I'm laughing with you.
Yeah,
he's like, I'm not laughing, Kim. And I was just like, yeah, then you know this funny. I said, so he was just a real dude, and it was just amazing just to be around him. You know. And I just love it. I just love that I had the opportunity to walk alongside that man. It was so amazing.
Kim, I have to take you to this part. What do you miss most about Prince?
I really got to say his laugh. That voice, everybody was like, you know, did he talk really deep? No, well, yeah, he did. But he had the whisper, you know, especially if somebody was around that he didn't know who was in the room, he would come up behind me and whisper in my ear, who's that, to your left? And who's that? I'd be like, okay, that's your lighting director. You don't know who that is? Like, it's so many people on tour, you don't know who it is. But, you know, I missed that laugh, the joy that he carried in his heart. Always joking around, just being a all-around funny dude, that laugh. I think more than anything, I'm going to miss that laugh. And the funny faces that he would make, the smirks and the side eyes and, you know, if somebody was in the room, oh, my God, like him and I would communicate literally by eyeballs. Like, do you see this fool? Like, do you see what's happening? You know, and it would be so funny, like the little things that we created over the years, you know. Him and Maite had a sign language, you know, that they would speak in. And it was just all kind of stuff that, you know, he created over the years. Everybody in the camp had their own little thing with him, you know, that everybody can speak on. So that's what was just amazing. Like I said, if you line all the books up, you'll literally learn the different parts of Prince and how amazing he was.
Well, we are talking about Diamonds and Curls with a Z. By the amazing celebrity superstar stylist, Miss Kim Berry, the 29-year, you know, hairstylist relationship with Prince, superstar Prince. This has been something that, to me, I think it's kind of unparalleled. I don't think I know of too many folks out there who've been with the celebrity that long. Now, maybe there's some, but very few stories. So what do your family members think now and also your friends, and how did they react? Because sometimes friends can be a little jealous. Sometimes we're going to just put it on out there of the types of things that you were able to accomplish in your life. Did you ever experience that where some were a bit on the jealous side or no?
Not really. All my friends were cool for the most part. Like
you
I
had
said,
real friends.
Yeah. You had some people, like I said, that would listen to my stories. I wasn't too many people I could talk to that was outside of the camp, so I kept it, you know, real close to the belt. But a few people that I did tell different stories of what I was going through or how I experienced life, you know, on the road and, you know, being with this man. You know, I had a few smart Alecs, like I said, that would talk crazy and be like, I wouldn't take that off of him. I wouldn't let him say that to me. I'm like, don't tell me what you wouldn't say or what you wouldn't take. I said, because like I said, you at home sitting on your mama's couch and I'm literally sitting in, you know, we went in the ice hotel in Switzerland and we traveled on camels across the sands in Egypt and walked through pyramids and, you know, I had an amazing life with this guy. And so, you know, it wasn't much that you could share. Like, people didn't even know that it was even me until the camera showed up on my doorstep and interviewed me, you know, the night that Prince died and the day after Prince died and all these people. I was on 2020 and all these other, you know, fabulous television shows, and people are like, that was you all these years, you know, that was you. I was like, yeah, it was me, you know. And so we collaborated on hairstyles, like we collaborated, you know, with his music and you know, so it wasn't many people that I could talk to. I had to keep it close to the belt. And the few people that did know it was me, one of my girlfriends, Shanice Wells, she would tell me all the time, she said, you so humble, you so down to earth, like people didn't know, like you would get off the plane coming from Milan, and then you'd be like, let's go to Kentucky Fried Chicken and get a two-piece, because I was never geeked up, I was never haughty or high on myself. I knew what I did, I knew who I served, I knew who I walked alongside, but like I said, most people didn't know that they, like I would be in an elevator one day, it was Lala Anthony and, you know, a couple other, you know, high-end girls in in the radio industry, and they were talking about, girl, Prince changes hairstyles like I change underwear, you know.
And they
I was
didn't
just
know
like, they,
you were
they didn't
right
even
there.
Know that Prince celebrity, Prince stylist was standing right next to him, you know. Mm-hmm. And so I kept it to myself, and I just rolled along because Prince was a private person, you know, and up until the time of his death, you know, many people didn't know much about him, you know. So I said, there's a lot of people, there's people writing books and stories, telling stories about him that didn't even know him. They're talking about the Prince that they think they know. So who better to tell the story than the person that walked alongside him directly, you know. And I got death threats when I decided to write the book, and people told me, you don't have any business telling his story, you know, sit down somewhere and be quiet. Why does the little black girl have to sit down somewhere and be quiet? Why can't she tell her story? But there are people out in the industry that's selling books that's telling their story that didn't know anything about Prince, or they're telling the theoretical part of Prince. But I can tell you directly how he loved and how he spoke and how he thought and how he walked, you know. So why don't I get to tell my story? So finally I stopped living in fear and decided to be the woman and be the person that Prince literally built me up to be. And taught me how to be. Like I said, he and I grew up together and became different people because God placed us in each other's lives. So I tell people, they like, how did you think that you would have been able to be there for so long? It was the God in me that saw the God in him, and he needed that around him. He needed somebody real that wasn't a yes man, that wasn't, you know, he used to call me, you know, his homegirl from the hood. So he used to ask me all the time, what was the pulse in the neighborhood? What were people thinking about his music? What did people think? So I literally had his ear. I literally was able to influence some of the things that Prince did in his music and throughout his career that people don't
Are
know
you
about.
Saying that
you
Prince
know?
Would ask you, like, you were kind of like your, you know, the ear to the ground or what did it call it? But you knew, you know, he would kind of let you kind of gauge what, or he would use you to gauge what the folks kind of might have thought of him. So he would bring music into the studio.
He would bring music into the studio, and he would play me some of the songs. And, you know, he knew if I stood kind of stoic and didn't move, he was
you
like, you ain't feeling
like
that. I was like, no. And so then he would play a certain song, and I'd be like, oh, okay, that's banging. Yeah, that's going to be a banger right there. So I remember one night we were in the hair salon, and we were doing his hair, and he said, Kim, I need your voice. And I said, what you mean? He was like, I said, I can't sing. He said, don't worry about it. I can make you sound any way I need you to sound. I was like, he said, I just need the voice. And I was like, oh, my goodness. So we go into the studio, and he told me what to say. And people don't know that I'm on one of the tracks, Get Freaky, Let Your Head Bob. And I was like, that song to this day is one of my favorite songs of Prince. Get Freaky, Let Your Head Bob. Get Freaky, Get Funky. I was like, "That's," and I'm on that track, and people don't even know. And it is so amazing, like,
we're going to play that. We got to get that song.
Absolutely. I love it. One of my other favorite songs of his is Face Down. When he brought the beat in the studio, he was like, Kim, what you think about this beat? And I was like, oh, my God, just dope. And he came in there one night. He was like, Kim, this is what we got to do. Go buy me some church hats. Go get me some boas. Go get this. So we got some of the wildest outfits. Me and his wardrobe person ran out to this costume store, brought back all this crazy stuff. So you'll see them in church hats. And so I wasn't just his hairstylist. I literally was his all-around go-to girl. So I worked doing whatever needed to be done in wardrobe. And if it was trash on the floor, he'd be like, Kim, pick it up. You know, come on now. You my girl. Just let's have my back. So there was no, I served as a bodyguard sometimes. I served as you know, his personal go-to girl. So it was just amazing. You know, like people wound up after he passed, like how did I wind up with so many of his things? Because I wasn't just his hairstylist. I literally was his all-around go-to girl. I held the makeup. I held the clothing. I had his shoes. I had his socks. I had his handkerchiefs. So I had to be prepared for whatever he needed. I was the all-around go-to girl. I wasn't just his hairstylist. We left hairstylist-client relationship long after, way before, yeah. And it's like I said, most people aren't with their lawyers and the doctors for more than 20-plus years, and I outlived everything that went through Prince's life, his relationships, his lawyers, his doctors, his everything. I saw him grow into the man that he became, and it was just a beautiful journey, and that's what you'll see throughout the book, Diamonds and Curls.
because I tell people Prince was the diamond and I was the curls of the book. And so
that.
My book is based on the different facets of a diamond, the cut, color, clarity, and the, you know, the characteristics of a diamond. So all those different chapters, the book is broke down into those chapters, and my stories fall in between all of those, the cut of a man, the color of a man, the clarity, and what made it, made him up to be that person. And so that's how my book is based on the diamond, and just showing how, you know, Farrakhan gave a quote just saying how beautiful the colors that he gave off throughout his lifestyle and of the diamond. And so that's why I brought that into my book. And so I'm just excited about, like I said, to share my story of who
We're
this man
it.
Was and, yeah. And bring it to the nations of the humanity of
Absolutely.
Who he was, not the celebrity. I'm talking about the man, Prince.
The real Prince. Now,
right.
I love what you just said also, that there were items and things that you kind of have. Is there one piece that you have that you can just tell us about, you know, just one piece
well,
that
I
you have still
have one
that
of the,
meant some,
the
that
gold iconic,
things.
Yes, the gold iconic outfit that he wore on stage. Whatever Prince had, he had many copies
many
of, because we would leave stuff behind in arenas. We would leave, so we always had to have many of the different outfits. But I have one up right now to this day that I know that I'll probably wind up keeping, is one of the gold outfits that traveled all over the world with him. And so when I go on my book tour, you know, coming up, that will be displayed every time I show up. So when you see Kim Berry, you'll see the gold iconic outfit that
Love
Prince
that.
Wore on stage night after night.
Now,
that
I wish
traveled,
I could
but,
fit into it, because
yeah,
I
okay.
would certainly try.
And he was a tiny man.
But I'd
man,
pop it open all over the place, yeah.
Right. He was a tiny man, and people don't realize
yeah.
until they see his shoes or they see his clothes of how tiny he really was. He was a very small in stature man, but he was bigger than life, you know.
He towered
people,
in real
the,
life.
Yeah, I said the prince that sat in my hair salon chair was not the prince that you saw on stage. And the prince that you saw, he was humble, he was kind, he was quiet, but then he was loud and he was rambunctious, and you know, so he had so many different facets to him. That's why the diamond fits him perfectly, you know, when I mm-hmm. characterize him, that he was, it was so much to him, but he was this beautiful star that God created. He used to tell me all the time that he was downloaded by God to bring music to the world, and that he knew that this gift was given to him, and I tell people that when he died, that when he got to the gates of heaven, that he'll be able to say, God, I left everything you gave me on the stage, you know, because he gave it to them night after night. And it was so beautiful to be able to see live music and see him perform. And like, he would go out for his encores. He would do 5 and 6 encores after a 2 and 3 hour show, and give 10 people, whoever stayed behind, that them 10 people, he would give them a show like it was an arena filled with 70,000 people. Like, he was so dope like that. But it was the music, and whatever energy you gave him, he was going to give that energy back. And it was so amazing to be a part of that and see him rock so many. You know, I would stand on outside of the stage and just see him wave his hand and be like, put your hands up, you know. And one man could rock so many. It was just amazing night after night to be a part of that journey and meet so many different celebrities, Sheila E. and Patti LaBelle and Candy Dolfer and, you know, Chance Howard, and I mean, man, it was just so amazing. Mike Phillips, to see all these stars, he picked them out, handpicked each one of these celebrities, and they became Maceo Parker, Najee, just amazing. And I was able to hang around all these celebrities and be a part of their lives night after night, and it was just amazing. Like I said, that God chose me to be around all of these people, and it was just amazing that the family, you know, lifestyle that we built with these people year after year, different celebrities and different people that he built and created, and, you know, Carmen Electra, you know, that I was able to, you know, actually come in contact with and be a part of. All people like, did you do the women in his life's hair? Absolutely. Anybody that was hanging around Prince, Kim touched them. You know, Andy Allo, you know, that all these people are now celebrities in their own right.
That's right. Wow.
it was just amazing to be a part of their lives. And you know, now I can tell the stories. Yeah, I was there. Yeah, I did that. Yeah, I was part of that, you know. And it was just amazing night after night, like I said, just to be a part of that.
Well, let me just say this, Kim. We are looking forward to all of the installments of this book, Diamonds
yes.
and Curls, and that's Curls with a Z.
Yes.
Your story. It's by Kim Berry. So you definitely want to check it out. Now, what are some of the best ways they can find this book? And, of course, we're gonna kind of get it right here through the Hair Radio Morning Show.
Absolutely.
But tell us some of the other ways they can get the book today.
Thank you. Yes, you can go to my website. It's diamonds, DIAMONDS, and the letter N, CURLZ. So Diamonds in Curls is the website. So you can go to my website. It'll take you straight to Amazon. You can get the book there. And if you hit me on there and send me an email, I can set it up where we can do a special signing. I can, you know, personally autograph the book for them. And then also, like I said, coming up, I'll be doing a book tour, so you can stay tuned on the sign up on the website. And I'll be coming to a city near you, so you guys look forward to that.
We're
going
to bring you out to my expo. We have a huge
Absolutely.
Expo in May. It's the world's first 8-day expo, period. And it's
awesome.
My very own, called HairNationExpo.biz. And we want you to come out here. So we're going to contact your folks and get
Absolutely.
You scheduled to come out here and do a huge, huge book signing and meet all the fans that you're making today right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show.
Absolutely. I would love that.
The
and then also,
Kim
I'm on
Berry.
Instagram. Kim Berry on set, K-I-M Berry, B-E-R-R-Y on set, Kim Berry on set. So you can find that across all my platforms, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, Kim Berry on set, or hit up Diamonds and Curls. If you Google me, you'll find Kim Berry. So just look for me. And like I said, I'm excited to, you know, continue sharing my stories with the world. And I'm just looking forward to what God has for me next. The product line is coming out. The hair extension line is coming. So I'm excited, and I cannot wait to, you know, see the fans again. I hate that, you know, the world is in this episode, you know, right now, but I'm looking forward to seeing the world, and I'm looking forward to being back with people. I miss people. I love people. So I'm looking forward to being, you know, being seeing people again.
Well, listen, we've got you now on the Hair Radio Morning Show, and so you're going to be indoctrinated as a part of the Hair Radio Morning Show family. So
awesome.
We are excited. We're going to keep everybody informed about all of your comings and goings in the business. So we're just so grateful to have you this morning on our broadcast. Anything you want to leave us with today? Any last thoughts?
I just want to say don't take anything for granted. Live your life to the fullest. Don't be afraid to step out on faith. You know, like I said, I just, you know, happen to be in the right place at the right time. God said that your gifts will make room for you. I perfected my craft doing hair in beauty school, not knowing that one day I would meet, and my first time out the gate, one of the biggest artists in the world, you know, Prince, would be my client for 20-plus years, and it was just amazing. So I just tell people, you know, perfect your craft, do what it is, hang around people that are doing what it is that you want to do. Be the best at what you do, whatever it is, whether it be hair or makeup or you know, get yourself ready, get your website, create your, you know, digital footprint, get your website ready, get everything prepared to get you ready for the time that you never know when God is going to explode you. If you want to be a celebrity stylist, hang around other celebrity stylists. Make yourself an assistant. Be there. Be present in the moment and be in the where you need to be. Hang around and rub elbows with people of what you want to do. And just be a part. Show up. Whatever it is you got to do in life, show up. Be a part of it. Love God. Keep your prayer life active. And, you know, like I said, people can reach me at the website, www.diamondsandcurls.com, Kim Berry on set, on all the platforms. And I'm just loving life, and I'm just glad to be a part of what God is, you know, going to do through me, for me, around me. And I'm just appreciative of you having me on the show. I thank you so much, and I'm looking forward to big things.
Absolutely. And remember, today's guest, Kim Berry, you guys can also, in addition to those amazing places, our platform, which is the Salon TV Network. We have a wonderful app, which is available in Google Play Store exclusively. And they can go right on and on the app, download it, it's free, and literally connect with our guests. And so it's all right there. So we're so excited. And that'll also put you in touch with the amazing Kim Berry. But in the meanwhile, we want you folks to get this book called Diamonds and Curls, and that's with a Z. Again, it's about her amazing, the amazing Kim Berry story, I call it, in her life with Prince, the amazing superstar. We're going to have you back soon to break it all down. We're going to do a whole series on this amazing book. This was just a little introduction today on our broadcast. I just want to say thank you. You are just a joy. And so while it might seem that you were just doing so many amazing things and, you know, helping out a superstar client, it seems to me to have been kind of the other way around. I see how folks can gravitate towards you. You have something very special that you've shared with us today. And that's very, very clear. So thank you, Kim. Thank you for being with us, okay?
Thank you so much for having me.
You got it. All right, folks. We've got a lot more of the Hair Radio Morning Show to go, so stay with us. It's two thumbs up. The Hair Radio Morning Show goes to the movies. It's our brand new Movie Talk radio segment. Listen live. Tune in right here on our broadcast for our unique review of the latest movie. Join us live on the air to chat. It's Movie Talk on the Hair Radio Morning Show. The Let Your Spirit Soar segment on the Hair Radio Morning Show is about getting your day and ours started with positive thoughts, well wishes, great quotes, and amazing affirmations. So if you have one you'd like to share, please send it through our Salon TV Network app, and we'll get it featured on the air. I'm Carrie Hines. You're invited to be part of our new limited radio broadcast series, Talking About Cosby. It's our chance to collectively delve into the life and career and legacy of Bill Cosby, right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Now, we've got great on-air commentators who will be lending their voices to this complex man's story, and we want to hear from you. Our mid-show hour from 7 to 8 a.m. Eastern, 6 to 7 Central, it's your chance to call in and speak live on the air. Go to our Facebook page, The Hair Radio Morning Show, for complete details.
As women, it seems like we carry the weight of the world on our shoulders. And that weight is directly balanced between your two feet. And with this balancing act, who do you think is suffering? It's not the kids. It's your feet. While running errands, paying bills, or dodging traffic, you could be ruining your feet. Wearing the wrong shoes for the wrong period of time can cause more damage than you think. Hammer toe and bunions are the leading deformities in black women. And Dr. Yolanda Raglan is the first black and only female podiatrist with practices dedicated solely to the correction of these type of deformities. So let this black girl do some magic and fix your feet. For more information, visit fixyourfeet.com, providing medically necessary surgery with a cosmetic result.
You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines. Stay tuned.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
All right, we're back live. It's Friday, March 25th of 2022. Yes, I'm Carrie Hines, and boy, oh boy, we've got a great show, Midway Point right now, that's airing today on this very special day for me. I'll tell you all about that in just a moment. Today is, again, March 25th. It's our show number 691. Broadcast radio show 691. We march towards show number 700.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, everybody. This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Terry Hines.
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
All right. You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show, and we are celebrating the Year of the Family. Listen weekdays to catch our original programming with special guests and amazing topics for your entire family. Health, wealth, wellness, and so much more. It's the YOTF right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. You're going to love it. And now, back to our show.
All right, folks, we're back live. I've got to tell you, that rarely happens where we have a technical, wonderful little glitch first thing in the broadcast. But anyway, in our live talk, rather, I want to bring to the line someone I'm very, very, very grateful who joins us right here on the air today. His name is Otto. I call him Otto Automatic. You guys, please welcome again back to the show this week for the very first appearances. Otto Automatic, good morning.
Good morning, Kyrie. How are you?
I do it live. I just love when I hit some buttons and start talking, and I'm like, what happened? Where's everybody? you know, it happens in live radio. And actually, this is a very good point to talk about what to do when that happens. And I got to tell everybody, because a lot of this really is that, you know, we are doing things. These days, everything is electronic. So it's, you know, automatically done and things, you know, sometimes electronic things act up. You know, sometimes you plug in the TV and the channel doesn't work, or your alarm clock may not go. Boy, I sound like I'm from the 1960s, but but your cell phone doesn't work, or it needs to be updated, or who knows what. And so from time to time, if you tune into this broadcast and it should be interrupted or there's something not quite working, my best advice that I've shared from time to time on this broadcast is to just go ahead, shut it off, and restart or dial back in to the broadcast. Give it maybe 5 minutes and just dial back in. We should be back up and running. We always post updates to our Facebook page, so do follow us if you have not started at Carrie Hines there, just Carrie Hines, and you'll see. We also send out messages on Twitter, and for our fans who are members, if you have signed up for a free membership at HAIRadio.com, then we will send out a message to you and let you know what's happening. That's why it's important to be a free member. Now, coming up, well, first of all, just let me back up a little bit. Otto, how are you doing today?
I'm doing wonderful, Curry. It's a nice day. Got up, and things are going well today.
Awesome. Now, you've been kind of tuned in listening to today's broadcast, and let me tell you something, powerful stuff, I thought. What were your thoughts today?
Oh, yes, Kim Berry and with Prince, it had my ear the whole time. I enjoyed, yeah. She was able to walk you through. You could feel her, you know, each experience, and I felt like I could feel her going through it, and it seems like an amazing journey.
Absolutely. And Kim Berry was Prince's principal hairstylist for 29 years. And when Kim and I did the interview, I just loved her so much. She's just fantastic. And she's worked with quite a few celebrities, comedians, all kinds of folks. And I love the story about when they were playing basketball out in the yard and all that. You know, so I'm just a big fan. And so last night I said, I wonder how Kim's doing. I get on the phone. I call up Kim. I'm like, Kim, you got to come back to the show. So she says that she's working on her next book, so the follow-up to Diamonds and Curls.
And I said, well, okay, we got to have you back soon as the book is out, and we'll check in with you soon if that goes on too long. And so, you know, we've got a lot of wonderful guests and people who, you know, they are family to me here at the Hair Radio Morning Show. It's nice. I call up the celebrities and call up our amazing friends in the hair and beauty industry, our celebrity stylists. They all take my calls, so far anyway. And we have just such a great time. I have to say, I reached out to, because I'm Facebook friends and follow a lot of the celebrity friends of relatives of Michael Jackson and the Jackson family. And so I'm always reaching out to them about being guests on the show. So I sent them a message last night. We'll see what happens. And just all kinds of folks. Just amazing things. So I'm happy to be here. Happy to be here this morning. Right?
What was great to hear was I enjoy the Chappelle Show. I love it. And that show was one of the funniest episodes. And when she validated that actually happened, because you hear different things, you know, this, that, maybe Hollywood.
So, Cody, watched that show? See, I never watched that show, but that actually really did happen? That was on the show?
Oh, yeah, he could play basketball, and it was blouses, and it was just one of the funniest episodes, you know. He was great, man.
Yeah, and she said they were in the kitchen laughing. No, she said she was laughing. I don't think Prince was laughing.
No, it didn't sound like he was laughing, but everybody was in America. I mean, it was hysterical. But, you know,
wow.
Dave Chappelle, something. Yeah, but, you know, you just don't know. She is a great example. You just don't know. The first day she started beauty school, could she ever imagine, you know, doing the career that she had? So that's
exactly
what I get from one of the biggest things I got from her story was you just don't know. You go and just let it go, you know, trust and do your best. And,
exactly.
You know, God, look what unraveled for her in her career.
Exactly. And I'm thrilled that she brought her story to us. That's what I love that these folks bring their story to the Hair Radio Morning Show. That is just, you know, it's phenomenal because they don't have to. And so they come here because they know they're going to be treated as the professionals that they are. And I love helping them to unwrap their stories and all that kind of stuff. It is just mind-blowing for me. And I'm just very grateful. I really am. So this is just the beginning. In fact, now, Bottle, while I have you, I just wanted to tell all of our fans, and let me just officially welcome everybody to our live chat part of the show, Mid-Talk. Mid-show, we do a lot of live talk. We give updates. We bring on special guests and all that wonderful good stuff. Today is a very special day. I'm going to shift gears for just a moment. March 25th, that is my, you know, Kim Berry. When I was on with her, we brought up the whole thing about our parents, and it just reminds me. Her parents were very very strict, it sounded to me. One of her parents was from North Carolina, and I can relate because my mom and my dad were both from North Carolina, from Goldsboro, North Carolina. And today I am just honoring the legacy of my mom, Mrs. D.G. Hines, who was an extraordinary lady. Today would have been her amazing big birthday. And I just want to say, thank you, because I wouldn't be here, literally and otherwise. She taught me, and Otto, I have to tell you, she taught me very well early on how to speak well. She taught me how to conjugate verbs, you know, she really did. And this is such a true story. I was a little tiny kid, and I remember she said, always remember to say the verb to be. She said, make sure and say, I am, you are, he, she, it is, you are, and they are. That's what she always taught me from a little kid, as soon as I could talk. So I always learned how to speak. I never said he be, you be, we be, she be, they be, so many folks do. And you know, everybody comes from their own experiences, so that's okay. But she taught me to speak well. She brought me a ton of books to read as a little kid. I had encyclopedia books back. You know what those are, Otto. Don't pretend you've never heard of encyclopedias. Those old set. Remember those days? They had the big books and all this kind of stuff. So this was really great education. She knew the importance of reading and education. And you know what? Somebody said something very interesting about reading. What was it? You read. It was a very good quote. I've got to find it for you. But it was something to the effect of, you know, that's how you become super, super wise, I think. So I was very, very touched and very, very moved. And I'm just grateful. I really am. So I'm just paying it forward, helping others, and, again, honoring the legacy of my mom. Like I said, wouldn't be here without it, literally. So that's that. That's that note. Also coming up in just a bit, going to see and track down some folks in just a little while and see how things are moving along. Also, Otto, next week, big change for us. We're going to take a break from the morning three-hour show, the morning show.
Right.
But
okay.
That doesn't mean we're not on 24 hours a day over at our streaming Hair Radio Network. Okay? That will be playing all the time. It's on now. But we want you to go there at 9 o'clock. We want you to go there. Now, I prepared this little thing. It's really the lineup. So take a quick listen. I'm going to leave the mics on for us so that we can chime right back in. But this is the lineup I prepared. Yeah, I like it. It's not my finest radio work, but it was like 4 o'clock in the morning. So take a listen to this. This is what's happening today on our three-hour show and also on the six-hour, the all-day show. Here's the lineup that we shared. Hello, everybody. Here's the lineup for today, Friday, March 25th of 2022, sponsored in part by our friends at FixYourFeet.com and Rugged Evolution Beard Care. First up, it's our three-hour daily live broadcast of the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern, 5 to 8 Central, over on Blog Talk Radio. You call in to listen at 516-453-9458. 516-453-9458. Today's special live mid-show guest, box superstar Yanni Red, returns. And then, once we wrap up our live three-hour show at 9 a.m. Eastern, 8 o'clock Central Time, this morning it's time to go over to our 24-hour, 7-day-a-week streaming network at www.hairadio.com. That's Hair Radio with just one R in the middle. We're playing classic episodes of the Hair Radio Morning Show. And then at noon today, we're playing some of our recent episodes. So we have recent replays at noon. Then at 6 this evening, right here at hairradio.com, 24-hour streaming network, my favorite interviews and yours too. I've selected a few of my absolute favorites, along with fan favorite interviews of selected individuals. Right here, we're going to play that from 6 to 7 tonight. Then at 7 o'clock to 9, it's Everything That Talk Radio Show with Michael Hopkins. You guys know Michael. It is just awesome. At 9 o'clock tonight, 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 o'clock Central, more classic hair radio shows, more classic shows playing overnight and into the morning. Again, I'm Carrie Hines. I know that you have a choice of where to listen all day to your stream information. I'm glad you choose us. Make it an awesome day. We appreciate you. Stay tuned. Well, all right. Automatic. So I'm Carrie Hines. That's right. So, you know, like I said, everybody can choose. All day, you have a plethora of different places to listen to streamed content. And so it really does mean something, Otto, that folks choose the Hair Radio Morning Show.
Absolutely. I enjoy it. It's the only hair radio show, talk show I know, and I fell in love with it the minute I started listening.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much, Otto. It's you know, it really is. It's a wonderful, you know, we've assembled an amazing crew. And so, listen, I'm going to put on one of my, it's very rare that I get a chance to play Adele on the Hair Radio Morning Show. She is, you know, Otto, she's one of the new superstars out there, and she's huge. Literally just big, big time superstar in the music world. So this is one of my favorite songs from her. It harkens back to, you know, years gone by, called When We Were Young. And we'll be back on the other side. We've got a lot more to get to this morning. Boy, oh boy, we've got a lot to get to. So just kind of stay with us. Here's Adele. We'll be back with a lot more of the Hair Radio Morning Show. Don't go anywhere. Stay here.
Everybody loves the things you do, from the way you talk to the way you move. Everybody is watching you, 'cause you feel like home. You're like a dream come true. But if by chance you're here alone, can I have a moment before I go? 'Cause I've been by myself all night long, hoping you're someone I used to know. You look like a movie, you sound like a song. My God, this reminds me of when we were young. Let me photograph you in this light, in case it is the last time that we might be exactly like we were before we realized we're a start of getting old and made us restless. It was just like a movie. Just like a song. I was so scared to face my fears. Nobody told me that you'd be here. And I swear you moved overseas. That's what you said when you just like a song.
When we were young, when we were young, when we were young, when we were young.
It's hard to admit that everything takes me back to when you were there, to when you were there. like a movie. It was just like a song when we were young.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Keri Hines is the longest running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com. Because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
To the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Keri Hines. I'm actually on location this morning. We're out at the International Beauty Show at the Jacob Javits Center and right here in New York City, my home area, my home base, in Manhattan, though. And so my very special guest joining me right now, it's the first time that she's been on in about two decades on our broadcast, and I'm so excited to welcome Miss Lisa Marie. I just love your name, Lisa Marie. Welcome to the Hair Radio Morning Show.
Oh, thank you so much. It's an honor to be here. We're so excited to be back in New York at IBS. I'm a hairdresser like Farouk. I'm president of innovation. I get to work with him every day, and we've got some amazing innovation to show you.
Absolutely. I can't wait to hear all about it. First of all, as I remember, you know, when I had a chance to go out to you guys' headquarters in Houston, Texas, so many decades ago. It's been a while, a decade and a half ago at least. But what I remember most was at that time everything was all about coloring and not having ammonia. That was the big thing. Is that still important these days?
It is, and we've even taken our pillars higher. We just got our Leaping Bunny certification. We are actually growing aloe vera and putting organic aloe vera into our hair care. We're going all natural. Fruit started this, 35 years ago, that's why I joined him.
Yeah.
It was about ammonia-free color in a safe environment.
Yeah.
And we're reducing our carbon footprint. I've got the Cheek Color Master to show you. We're going to be reducing how much waste we throw away as well.
Wow. Now, whose idea was this to kind of, you know, go more organic, so to speak? I mean, you guys have always really been that anyway, long before it was popular.
It was always at our roots. And I'll tell you what. Farouk's background, he actually grew up, his family came from farming, they did olives, and that's really what he wanted to do, was take and really grow, I like to call it sometimes farm to hair, but we're growing olives in South Texas, we're growing aloe vera, we're growing our nettle, we're growing all of our botanicals, and we're taking that into the lab, and we're actually putting it into our hair care.
I'm loving this, and I want to come back out there, I want a new tour.
Come visit.
Okay. So before we leave from this area, folks, I'm literally looking at these amazing, wonderful, beautiful, cheap products. And it is, when I tell you, it is amazing. I think I read something about this Chi Lava. Please tell us again a little bit more and tell our fans all about this.
Oh, Chi Lava is amazing. So this is another invention by Farouk Shami that is so amazing because, let me tell you, lava is the best heat source conductor of any mineral you can find. And it's minerals. I always tell people, think of it, it's lava minerals. It contains the ceramic, titanium, magnesium, all these great minerals. What do? They make your hair super shiny, and it's healthier heat. And they also...
Well, folks, yes, I love that, and I love Lisa Marie, as you guys hear. You know, what can I say at the IBS show? Let me just bring Otto back in, since you are a fellow IBS aficionado now. They just had the recent big hair show at the Jacob Javits in New York. There's a big show, Otto, coming up in Chicago next month, and I really am thinking about jumping out on a plane and getting over there to Chicago for the big ABS show, which is the American Beauty Show. So that's a big one, too. And I love the big event. Is this not amazing, Otto?
It is amazing. I was thrilled to be there, and the exhibits and the people all just chilling and enjoying themselves and getting better at their craft.
Yes, exactly. Well, I like the excitement. You know, I love the flashing light, the music blaring from every pore in the place. That's what I really like. And I have to tell you, Otto, and I don't know if you saw the Farouk platform. They had the whole – Farouk owned this event, She Hair Products, PHI. They were everywhere. And I just love them so much. So I'm shouting them out this morning, Lisa Marie, thank you so much. Awesome job. And I cannot wait to continue with having them back on again soon. And also, I think we're going to get Farouk Shami, the founder of the company, on. And so, so we will talk a little bit more about them as well. And all of the guests on Hair Radio. I was thinking, I said, wow, we've got an amazing plethora of folks. We have so many great guests that over on our 24-hour streaming network, a little later on today, I'm actually doing something where it's called My Favorite Guests and My Favorite Interviews. And I line them up about 6 o'clock tonight, 6 in the evening Eastern time, 5 o'clock for Central folks. It's called My Favorite Interviews in Hair. And these are a lot of some hand-selected interviews from folks who have really, made an impact on me. And I think some fan favorites, too. So this is going to be really nice. And now coming up soon on the with our amazing lineup, I want to do something where, to me, these folks are real. Each guest is telling an incredible story here at Hair Radio. So I was thinking, well, we got to do something where we really highlight these incredibly. Do you remember this TV show, Otto, called, what was it called? It was something like Robert Stack, who used to play in The Untouchables, he used to do something called, it wasn't Ripley's Believe It or Not, but it was some unbelievable show. And he used to have all these stories that he told that were really quite amazing. And I used to love watching it as a kid. And this reminds me of what the Hair Radio Morning Show, we have assembled folks with incredible detailed stories, one different than the other. But they have something all in common, and that's it. They're a bit on the incredible side. So whether we're talking about, looking at the life of singing superstar Mary Wilson, or that of Prince, or living legends like Melba Moore, who's won a Tony Award on Broadway. How many people go through life and never speak to someone who's won a Tony Award? Isn't that kind of nice? And Grammy Awards. I've had several guests who've all won Grammys and others who've won Tony Awards. It's been an incredible ride. My favorite thing, as I told folks, outside of the recording, I told folks that when being on, literally, you got to remember during the height of the Obama folks in the White House to have Johnny on. I think I have that interview. I'll get it on. So that you guys can take a listen. And it was nice. It was extraordinary. I will never forget it. I remember when I had Oprah Winfrey, she used to have a makeup artist named Reggie. Reggie was always on with Oprah, every show. And that was extraordinary. Reggie did our show as well. He came onto the Hair Radio Show, told us all about working with Oprah. He's the one that gave Oprah that beautiful look way back in the day. That made her into a superstar. I think it was that makeup that he did. Reggie Wells is his name. So just, I've had the top folks here on our broadcast. So what can I say? It's been an incredible thing. I can't wait until you folks have my next book. So it's How to Get Rich in the Hair Business, but it's the next part of my journey. And so it's going to revisit some of the bits and pieces that we've talked about over these last, 10 years now. I know. So I've had a lot of ups and greater heights in the last 10 years. So I'll be sharing that. What about you, Otto? What has life been like? Does it go in ups and downs, or does it kind of stay steady? Are you a smooth and steady guy?
Excuse me. Yeah. I was going to talk Robert Stack. I might gate myself. Was it Unsolved Mysteries?
Oh, no. first of all, I think I'm the one who just dated myself. Robert Stack is, you know, he literally, I think his TV show, The Untouchables, I think it was called, and I think that really goes back to about the 70s that I remember. But I caught the reruns in syndication. I probably wasn't I was a little kid. But anyway, I love Robert Stack. So what did you know? You remembered Robert Stack? Get out of here.
Yes. Unfortunately, I'm that old. Yes, I do remember Robert Stack. I did watch the reruns like yourself of The Untouchables, but later on, different shows. But
He did some kind of, it was like a mystery show or some, you know, I cannot think of the name of that show, and it was so good. It would come on once a week or something, and he solved, I think it was Unsolved Mysteries or something like that.
It was.
Thank you. Michael Hopkins just shot me a message. Vet Talk Radio Show host. Folks, it's Friday morning. It's Fan Friday, so we're fanning out a little bit here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Thank you, Michael Hopkins, DTR host. And by the way, don't miss Michael's show tonight. We're trying this out. We're weekdays. It's going to be on from 7 to 9, Monday through Friday, over on our streaming partner, streaming network at www.hairadio.com. And so, but that's it. I'm a fan of old TV. I'm a big-time fan of old TV, so I love stuff like that. So lots of good things. You got it, sir. Okay. Michael shouts out and says, hi, Otto. Michael, what are we going to do with you? You're a big fan of the show. How nice. Awesome. Glad you
came in. Hello, Michael.
Yeah, thank you, guys. Wow, thank you. So listen, I want to talk a little bit about next week. Important. So Monday through Friday, again, the three-hour show is not on, but we do have the 24-hour streaming network. There will be new content. We're not just playing old shows over there. So just be aware there will be brand new content, special presentations all week on the streaming network. While we're off on our three-hour show, that network runs around the clock, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So we definitely want you to stay tuned for that. Listen, I'm going to get in. I feel like a superstar interview, and then we'll be right back. This is one of my favorites that I always reach back to. I'm thinking... her name is Cece Peniston. You guys know her. She had a big hit called Finally. We'll try to get that on for you as well, just to kind of harken back. I love to throw it back to some of these folks who have been so instrumental. And then coming up a little later, I'm going to fill you in on some of the guests who are coming to us right here in April. I've chatted with quite a few. You don't want to miss finding out who's returning next to the Hair Radio Morning Show. So, I think this is going to be great. This is the incredible Cece Peniston coming up next. Stay with us.
Hi, everybody. This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Terry
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Asway's Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout-out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Kerry Hines.
You're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Kerry Hines. Now, today we have with us a very, very special legendary artist. Her name is Cece Peniston. Let's welcome Ms. Cece Peniston to the Hair Radio Morning Show. Hi, Cece.
Hey. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Well, how are you is the bigger question, Miss Superstar.
I'm great.
Out there. Really?
Thank you.
Wow.
I am blessed. Yes, thank you.
Well, listen, I want to kind of jump right on in. Now, you are obviously a legendary artist. You've got many hits out there that we're all familiar with. But what are some of the current songs that are out there? And I want to talk about one in particular, but you go ahead. Tell us some of these wonderful current hits that are hitting the airwaves.
Oh, I'm so blessed to just have, like, I just had a song come out at the probably the end of 2014, which is called Nothing Can Stop Me Now. Did top 25 on the radio, and people are still, like, we did a video for it, and it's still got life. It's still kind of, like, moving out there. People are like, oh, that's, you know, I love the song, and the great thing about it is where I'm at in my life, and it's funny because recently someone sent me a link to these two little girls singing, Nothing Can Stop Me Now. I was like, oh, my God, that's so cute. I thought it was so precious. They were, you know, little kids sing. It was just adorable.
Right.
And then I did Sick, which is a, it's a song with Paris Teen. I did a cameo. I'm doing, like, a themed album with him. Like, I'm a featured artist on this whole project with him. So that's on iTunes as well. And then I had another project come out, For the Love of You. It's with Ashton Gray. It's on iTunes now. And it's a remake of the Isley Brothers song. And it's like a jazz vibe. So people get to hear a little bit what's going on with CC. Oh, and then Marcy Schultz did a remix of Make You Fall. And he's an EDM artist. So I'm just kind of all over the place. But I feel like, hey, Marcy, fuck.
But this sounds wonderful to me. I agree with you. Now, and you know, like you mentioned about Nothing Can Stop Me, and that's what really caught my attention because of the words in the song and the meaning behind it. How can, you know, everybody can relate to not letting anything stop them. So,
I agree.
You know, yeah, so the inspiration that you find, I'm sure, with performing it, how is that connected with the folks out there who are listening, your fans?
You know what? The good thing is I'm moving into doing more live band shows, which I love. In fact, I have a show come up in Amsterdam that I'm doing fraternity with. And then I have a show with Sinbad and the Whispers coming up in D.C. So the good thing is they get to hear a different side of CC, so many different sides. I feel like people always tell you what you should be doing, and then there's what you want to do. And I'm on what you want to do. I like giving the unexpected. Just when you think you have me tagged, then I do something different, which brings me to my next thing that I want to tell you about. I was recently in the studio with Calvin Richardson, and we did a duet together, and it's called We Were Meant to Be. I'm looking out and putting on finishing touches on that, so that should be out soon as well. And I know that's probably like, okay, wait a minute, we have the Queen of Dancers, what they used to call me.
Yeah.
Which I still feel like I embody so many different things. And then you have the Prince of R&B, which is him.
Yes. Well, I mean, you are known as one of the most successful dance artists in the world, really, since, you know, Billboard, you know, is keeping track of this. So that's really amazing, an amazing feat. And you know, and you're someone who, you know, you do a lot of collaborations with other great artists out there like that. I just think it's fantastic. And it's a treat for all of us who are fans of yours. So it's just a fantastic thing. Okay.
Thank you so much. And I love doing it.
Speaking of which, now you have worked with Patty, you know, and you've got to tell us, Cece, who are some of those? And we got a whole bunch of wonderful things to ask you, but who are some of those influences that, you know, like I said, you work with Patti LaBelle and some of the other great artists out there, but who are some of the influences for you in the music business?
She's the biggest influence for me, but I absolutely love Luther Vandross, Angela Winbush. When I was young, I used to sing her song Angel all the time. Angel! That was my cut, okay?
Yeah.
Remember that song? Well, I used to sing
that
all the time. What else? Shaka Khan, one of my other favorites.
Shaka, yeah.
You know, it's that's an undeniable voice. You already get it.
Right, absolutely. And these are artists. Everybody that you named has been someone who's been able to you know, they have a very long career, and they're able to transform and kind of just keep on growing with their music and their projects and everything that they're doing. So, and I see you fitting into that, obviously, you know, category. So, absolutely. Now, speaking of which, and early, you know, and kind of getting your start, I know that we know you're from Ohio, but we know that you that you were raised out in Arizona, I believe.
Yes.
So, tell us about that. How did you make it from Arizona to, like, an international superstar? How did you get from there? What was that big break for you
that really kind of make things click and happen.
It's so funny because when I first started doing music, I had this guy that was going to come manage me, right? And I said, Mom, we don't need him. I said, we don't need him, Mom. I said, you know what? God can do it. And I just knew what my destiny was. And that's just really being real. Like, I always knew what I wanted to do and where I was going. I mean, since I was like 13 years old, I remember I used to tell her, like, hey, I'm going to be famous one day. You know, she didn't believe me. And just as I got older, I wouldn't like let anybody impede upon what I thought my dream was. And so what happened was I did, you know, background vocals for another artist, Overweight Pooch, who was on A&M at the time. They heard my vocals. They loved them. They said, okay, what else do you have, which was Finally. And then it just went from there.
Exactly. And Finally just made you into an international superstar, and the song went multi-platinum, obviously. Just a phenomenal, just a great song that we still, to this day, dance to when we hear it. That to me is the greatest testament of a great song. You know, one that, obviously stands the test of time, but still gets people to the dance floor.
Mom, that's such a blessing for me. You know what I'm saying? Like, when I hear, like, people's stories like, oh, I met my boyfriend on your song, or I used your song at my wedding. I mean, that's, like, the thing that makes me, like, really smile, because I know that I've brought joy to other people's lives, as I've heard other artists and musicians that have brought joy to my life as well and caused memories for me.
Wow. Well, listen, I've got to ask you about some of the other current projects that I know that you are working on. But I thought I read something that said you competed something. What is going on, Cece? You've got to tell us. Now, you competed in some kind of a competition. Tell us about that.
Yes, absolutely. I felt like at 45, I wanted to, like, really get myself in shape. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to compete. I'm going to compete. I kept saying, I want to compete. I want to do this and that. And I said, do it. I said, just don't talk about it. Be about it. Let's go. And so what I did is I put it out on social media and everything. And so what happens is that holds you accountable. So I held myself accountable with, putting it out there. And then I just did it. And the first dates that I have, I actually couldn't fulfill because I was on the road so much and I didn't feel like I was ready. And I said, okay, you know what? I'm not going to have to do it. So I'm going to, like, I'm gonna go to the next level with it by, just pushing the date back. I said, okay, they'll let you do it one time. I said, just to make sure you're ready. I said, but not twice. So I knew I had to stick to that date. So I stuck to it. I competed, and I think it was the best thing, like, I ever did. In fact, when people came to the show, they were like, I thought you was playing. They were like, I thought you was just talking. They're like, you really did it. And I was like, well, thank you. I was like, no, I sure wasn't. I wasn't just talking. I was like, I did it. So now I'm actually working on doing another one.
Wow.
I don't know when, but I'm working on another one.
Will you let us know when that happens?
I sure will. I'm going to put it out there. If people look on my social media, then they can see, like, my journey from doing it.
Yes, absolutely. And, I mean, I'm just, you're inspiring to so many, but this is a different way to inspire people that, isn't that just fantastic? I mean, it's so important these days. And just, what else can you say about that?
Oh, thank you.
Yes. Now, Cece, I want to talk about some of the upcoming project that you have. What's next on the plate for you? What's something that you want to do that you haven't really done, or something that you're interested in doing? Anything like that?
Yeah, definitely. Actually, what people don't know is I'm actually working on, from doing the contest, a friend of mine was talking to me. It was like, hey, I showed her these bathing suits that I had done, and I was in the contest, and she was like, you should do a bathing suit line. And I was like,
a bathing suit? Really? Well, I mean, we can see that you definitely can do that, but tell us about that.
Actually, I was like, bad. I said, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and do that. So I decided I was going to do it. I had gotten all the fabrics. I had my girl get some fabric. She was actually one of the girls that made the bathing suits for the actual contest for me. And I was like, hey, I was like, how do you feel about doing a bathing suit line? And I said, would you be open? And she was like, sure. And I was like, well, bet. Let's do it then. So we decided to do it. And here we are, and I've got already probably about, like, 15 samples. I'm doing jewelry. I'm doing like these little over, you know, I'm doing like I did these mink shoes that got me started, you know, doing that just off of
really?
Doing the other thing. Yeah, I wore them out. And people were like, oh my God, those are hot. I never seen anything like that. So it's like
wow.
That has spurred into other things I'm doing fashion-wise.
Well, now, Cece, so how do people get some of these wonderful things? And we got to tell them how we get this wonderful music and how we, you know, how they can buy your bathing suits and, you know, all of that. And
well,
we know
right
you're going to keep people posted on things.
Oh, absolutely. Right now, I'm still in the middle of doing all the samples
mm-hmm.
for everything. But I will be putting up information on the website as soon as I'm done. I'm also going to be doing fashion shows so people will have a chance to view everything.
Wow. And your site, let me just make sure folks are aware. What's your website so people can always go there and check it out?
Sure. It's www.ccpeniston.com. And then I also have an Instagram. I have the official CC Peniston Facebook fan page. And then I have my Twitter, which is CC_Peniston. So they'll be able to catch up with me on all those sites. And, oh, I forgot to tell you this, too. I'm getting ready to do a reality show, but I can't tell you which one it is yet. Because I haven't got a contract yet. I was like, see, they got to go
okay,
contract
okay.
first.
I hear you. Trust me, I understand. But you promise after you do that to certainly give us a call, you know, and let us know. We'd be happy to share that with all the fans out there. We'll set up a fan page at Hair Radio, so you can go to the hairradio.com site, and we'll connect you certainly with a lot of Cece's wonderful information as well. I think this is great. Now, I thought I saw something about an energy drink. You got to tell us about this. I mean, I know you're, you know, fitness expert now, but you got to tell us about the energy drink.
Actually, it's a beer and an energy drink that I'm working on. I'm going to contract for that as well. It's called Chief.
Yeah.
And I can't wait to, put it out there. People will see more about that as soon as we get all the campaign for that together. So I'm doing that
wonderful.
As well. And, a national commercial.
Yes. Now, what's this on?
So
what's the commercial on?
It's on, I've seen it on a lot on TBS and Element. It's international, it's just different stations. I'll wake up in the middle of the night and it'll be on and the girl singing my song. I'm like, oh, snap, she's singing my song.
Wow.
You know?
That is just fantastic. Well, folks, if you have just joined us, you're listening to the Hit Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now, today we have with us an international music superstar, Miss Cece Peniston. And I want to take a moment and welcome you again to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Cece.
Thank you. My pleasure. Thanks for having
me. Oh, absolutely. I have to ask you about today's crop of artists. I don't even want to say crop because that sounds so horrible. But the artists, the music, the folks out there today, you know, a lot of the new generation of entertainers. What are your thoughts when you see so much and through social media that just didn't exist not all that long ago? What are your thoughts on the new generation of singers that are out there? How do you feel about them and the business in general?
I think there's some good singers as well as there was in the 90s, but I just feel like there was more authentic singers in the 90s. Not a lot of auto-tune. It was like, get up on the stage and do it. Like, we ain't going to do shenanigans. Like, people in the generation of the 90s, they weren't trying to hear that anyway. They're like, let me see what they can do.
Very true. Wow.
You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
It's one of those type of things. So, I feel like there's also good points to this. Like, put it like this, the artist can be the record company now, which is different than the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many different...
the distribution methods alone is just phenomenal. Now you have an opportunity to, you know, you don't necessarily have to go 100% the traditional way to get things out there. But I think it's easier, but you tell me, is it much easier now, or is it, you know, do you like it better now, or maybe, you know, as opposed to when you started? How do you feel about that?
I don't think it's much easier now. I don't, because I feel like, there's so many different artists that you don't know who's what. What's what sometimes. I think it makes it more difficult. to be honest with you. But I also feel like, you know, there's more opportunity for the artists to make money. There's and there's also, you know, because they can see what actually is in their account without, you know, cutting the record company out. But then in some ways it doesn't work because they don't have the budgeting and marketing or the relationship, which is different. You know what I'm saying? So there's good and bad to it.
And bad.
You know what I'm saying? And through
sides.
through streaming, a lot of artists are losing money as well.
Wow. Well, we have to, you know, you're just, well, obviously the artists who are coming up, you know, consider you to be a mentor and, you know, and they're looking to you for advice. So, you know, you can tell people like no one else can, you know. Is there one thing in particular that you kind of tell people? Do you just want, you know, in terms of inspiration, to just hang in there? I mean, what words do you pass along to these artists who are trying to, you know?
The words that I can pass along is I tell people don't let anyone speak anything over you. People always want to say, oh, I wouldn't do that, or I don't know if you should do that. Well, that's you. My journey is my journey, and people have to be allowed to have the journey that they want to have. So if you have a dream, be intentional with it, and even through the good or bad, or don't let anyone throw doubt in your head. Just move full speed ahead.
Wow.
People are good at that.
On that note, I want to say yes. Thank you, Cece Peniston. Now, Nothing Can Stop Me, Love Don't Take Over, and some of the other songs, and Sick, of course, and you have some.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about Fergie's in there. I'm tripping. That was my, Love Don't Take Over, which was great. Let me say a little something about that. Is I was so blessed to have a record from Frankie Knuckles, like, right before he passed. So that's another one, you know.
Yeah. Wow. So these are great songs that are out there, and they can find your music, obviously. Of course, they can go to the site and go, and also on iTunes and all of that. Or did you have some, you know? Okay. Well, listen, I want to say, and I myself, okay, here's my moment to give my Cece Peniston moment, okay? And I want to just say thank you so much because, guys, when I launched and started in this wonderful career, broadcasting. We're not going to say exactly how long ago it was. It's been a minute. But what I want to say is that Cece Peniston was, you know, you were one of the first artists to just, you know, come there and, you know, and be interviewed. And we had like one mic and a three-story walk up to my production office back in Newark, New Jersey many years ago. And you were just so kind and gracious. And just wonderful, you know, and beautiful outside, but also your inside was right there. And I just want to say thank you so much because you helped and inspired me. And we went on to so many wonderful, talented other artists who have been on our shows and have continued to support us. So I wanted to say thank you for that.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thanks for having me. I really appreciate being on. It's like those support over the years, like, really helped me as well. So as an artist, to have people in my corner. So thank you.
You got it. Cece, any last thoughts on anything today or anybody you want to shout out to?
I want to just give a shout out to my team, people that have helped me to get where I am, because I feel like it takes an army of people to make the movement happen. My publicist, Jackie, AJ, Angelique, just Frank, you know, just everybody, I call it real Craig, Dion. You know, Cynthia, I have so many people that are in my corner and helping me, so I just want to give that shout out. I want to tell people, continue to follow your dreams, and if you fall, fall on your back, so you're always looking forward, and thank you for your love and support.
All right. Well, listen, you do have a great team, and on that note, I want to thank Ms. Cece Peniston for being with us on the Hair Radio Morning Show, and we wish you all the continued success. You just keep on doing what you're doing out there. Nothing can
thank
stop you.
Thank you so much.
All right. All right, folks. Stay with us. There's a whole lot more of the Hair Radio Morning Show to come. Stay with us. We'll be back.
All right, we're back live. You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Terry Hines. It's Friday morning, March 25th of 2022. That was Cece Peniston's big hit record, Finally. She actually went on to have quite a few careers, hit records. Sorry about that. She's had quite a few career highs with so many hit records. She really is the queen of dance. And Billboard magazine, you guys know Billboard, they rank Cece Peniston as one of the most successful dance artists in the history of music. So she is no slouch when it comes to music. And so I remember her other hit record, which I don't have cue, called Keep On Walking. I used to love that song back in the 90s. But so many good stuff, so much good stuff out there. And we're just grateful. You know I love the 90s. And we're doing a special show soon, Mr. Otto, about it's called I Love the 90s. And we're playing some of the music, not just random music, but music from our guests who've been right here on the show. Folks like Cece Peniston, who was big at the top of the charts in the 90s. There was a gentleman called Montel Jordan with This Is How We Do It fame. He was also on our show. You know, I've had people like Lil Susie. I've had the creator from the group with the three amazing singers. Oh, goodness. I can't remember David's group, but it'll go Exposé. Goodness, that's live radio, folks. Yeah, so Exposé was a big, big hit group as well. So now, Otto, what were some of the – of course, you from a whole totally different generation – from quite a few of us, but you were instrumental in and out there just hanging out and living your life. So, who are some of the who are some of your big music influences?
Actually, I danced to that song, and you give that.
I thought you'd never heard of it.
Oh no! You know what it is with yourself, Curry. You give them great name recognition. And to hear that song, never knowing who sung it, but yet, you know, I used to dance to that song, and I listened, you know, I liked a lot of Patsy Cline. There's different, you know, genres I did listen to.
Oh, did you say Patsy Cline?
Yes, sir.
So wasn't Patsy a country artist?
Yeah, but she had good songs, Walking and different things like that, kind of slow,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, Patsy Cline is a legend. She's a true legend in music.
Yeah, and various different musicians. But throughout, you know, my life, it did change, you know, when my kids started listening to music when they were young, I would, you know, mess around with them. And so it really changed throughout the decades, actually. And disco,
sorry,
of course.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to jump on. What did you say?
No. Disco, I think, you know, when I was in my late teens, came around.
Really influenced by the disco era.
cool in the Gang. Can't forget, you know, that was
cool
so.
Cool in the Gang. Yeah.
Yeah, Cool in the Gang.
I love Cool in the Gang, too. They're from Jersey. They're from up in the northern part of New Jersey. And Cool Son was right here on our show. I played his interview not too long ago. He was right here. Prince, his name is Prince as well. And he was on our show. He has a group of his own. And so I'll get that on one day soon. I've been trying to get the actual members of the group because they are all represented by friends of mine. So so I'm working on them. We'll get them on it one day soon right here on the show. So
yeah.
I love that. So, yeah, so you grew up with a little bit of exposure to some funk.
Oh, yeah.
Some funk.
Oh, yeah.
All right. You weren't into, like, Ozzy Osbourne and all that wonderful rock music?
No, not particularly. I wasn't ever, you know, nothing against the metal or that. I was more,
right.
You know, I like the dance moves and things like that. The music to get your body going, you know, whether you were just standing, working, or whatever.
Yeah. Well, I love the dance. First of all, I love Cece Peniston. I love the dance music. I love disco music. I got it. I'm just going to raise my hand on out there. It's Friday. It's our last day before we go on our little break, so we can let our hair down. And when you let your hair down, it goes almost to the floor. But for me, mine is not quite that long yet. It's en route. But I got to say, I love the classic songs. I've been trying to get on folks, you know, who my favorite, of course, one of my favorite disco artists, and I have a lot because there's such a range, and the artists were all of different shades and different ethnicities. Donna Summer, of course. How can you not know who Donna Summer is? That's just impossible, right? If you're of a certain age. but even then, Donna had hits into like the 90s, I think, maybe past that. She had hits for quite a while. That lady had a lot of hit records. Woo.
She would get the dance floor moving, man. She would.
She got the dance floor way moving high. What was amazing to me is that she could actually sing, because if you remember that era, what happens, a lot of folks kind of dismiss those artists as not really great singers. I remember that kind of conversation going around. So Barbara Streisand did a big duet song with Donna Summer called Enough is Enough. And if you haven't heard it, Google it. It's out there. And boy, oh boy, those are two amazing voices. And when Donna Summer died, not all that long ago, but when she did die, Barbara Streisand had nice words to say about recording that song with Donna. And so so I remember Donna Summer could actually sing, like really sing. And so even though she was making a lot of those songs that were some of them a bit on the salacious side, but she was fantastic. She was fantastic. And what an interesting lady. And she was married for a long time. She was married with the fella, Bruce Sandano, from one of the songs that they sang, I think. I forget the song they did together. I want to say Heaven Knows. And it was like her big, big hit. So I'm a fan of all those people. And that's just one. I love all of the, you know, the Bee Gees. I love all that classic disco music. Remember Saturday Night Live? That's when John Travolta was at the height of his success. And
sure.
So I love all that stuff.
Johnny T, man. So, everybody tried to be Johnny T.
Exactly. And they shot part of that movie right here in New York. So I think it was either Queens or over here somewhere in not far from where I am here in the Brooklyn. So I just have to say, I'm shouting out all. So it's great time to talk about some memories and all that wonderful good stuff.
Right.
I just want to remind everybody, back to Hair Radio Business, coming up in April, we have everybody returning back. Cheryl Morrow, who is the daughter of Dr. Willie Morrow from San Diego, California. She's going to be back with us live on the air, and Cheryl Morrow brings it. So I hope you're sitting down and got your coffee and your lunch packed, because Cheryl goes in. She really goes in. And but she's got something always exciting and informative. She knows what she's talking about. She's a living legend as well in the hair business. Cheryl Morrow returns in April. One of my favorite folks, Dr. Yolanda Ragland, she is the podiatrist behind FixYourFeet.com. And so every so often, Dr. Ragland drops in maybe once a season to remind us on proper foot care. And so much more. She's got a lot of new stuff going on. She has her own product out. She's doing big, big, big things. And it's been a while since I've chatted with Dr. Ragland on the air. So I look forward to catching up you guys on what she's up to these days. We love FixYourFeet.com. They're one of our legacy advertisers right here on the broadcast. But there's so much more. They're friends and they're family. So that's really, really exciting. And then who else is coming back? I spoke to so many people in recent days who are just, you know, chopping at the bit to come back to the broadcast next month. So I'm going to try to bring my brother back. He's so busy as well, Dr. Leroy Hines. You guys know he's an economist. He's also out there, just very smart guy. You know, he keeps us abreast on the world, too. He's a historian and understands. He's got two PhDs. He's very, very wise on what's happening in the world, and he'll bring the fans of the show up to date, like how to digest this whole thing with the international crisis and stuff like that that you guys are seeing play out on TV. So lots of good things. The other folks that are coming back, Upscale Magazine, their next issue is in June. Their website is upscalemagazine.com. So just so that I've officially said it, upscalemagazine.com. Sign up for a subscription. I love Upscale. I am the administrator for the magazine, so I need to make that official and disclose that. The great news is that also we're putting together a 24-hour Upscale Magazine radio network. They'll be streaming content, what's happening in the magazine, what's happening culturally as well. They've been on the newsstands, the longest black publication out there, alongside, that's still out there, I should say, alongside of Essence Magazine, on the newsstands. They're on the newsstands from coast to coast. So hopefully my column will be in their June issue. And then they have a big issue in August. That's also out, which commemorates their 34th anniversary. So I'm happy with that. And so I'll be on your newsstands as well. How does that sound, Otto?
I'll tell you, when do
Around
you sleep?
The country.
When do you sleep, Gary? Administrator.
Yes, I'm also working with the magazine folks. So I cover every... Remember, the Howard Stern used to have this thing where, you know, he was the king of all media.
Right.
Well, move over. Move over, Howard. Gary Hines is here in town. And, it's just nice to be working hard and to be making, you know, your dreams come true and helping so many folks. That's the key. That is really the key, and I'm happy about that. So good stuff.
You pay forward, you know. It's one of the things my mother taught me is to pay forward, you know. Be nice. One thing, at least one nice thing a day. Help somebody else. You never know what somebody else is going through. You know, you think the weight of the world is on you, but, you know, buy somebody a cup of coffee. Maybe you'll save their life.
Wow. What can I say on that? Listen, you're absolutely right. So just remember to be kind because, you know, we do think, like one of my good friends I hadn't heard from in a little while and known as the 90s, and he and his wife doing great things down in South Jersey area. They're down in the Cherry Hill area, not far from you, about 30 minutes from you down there. They're living... What is that area called over there? It's off Route 38. It's not, I don't think it's Maple Sheet, but they live somewhere in that whole vicinity.
It's Mount Laurel.
Mount Laurel. Boy, you nailed it. That's it. For you guys who are not, don't have a clue what we're talking about, Mount Laurel, New Jersey is right outside of Philadelphia. And that's exactly where my buddy Ed is. And he was telling me yesterday, I hadn't heard from him in a little while, and I said, what's going on with that, Ed? I'm not calling Ed. I haven't heard from Ed. I'm not calling. Well, finally, I sent him a little message just to, you know, you never know. So I sent him a message, and he was just saying how horribly his health has, declined. He's doing much better now, but it was big challenges, and he had some health scares and stuff. And I said, oh, my gosh, you never know. All I'm thinking is, why isn't the person calling me? Meanwhile, I'm doing just fine here, you know. But I'm unaware that they are struggling. And I don't even think for a moment that they are, you know, maybe going through something. Has that ever happened to you, Otto, where you don't realize that your friends or family may be, you know, in a challenging situation, and all you can think about is yourself? And this is not Otto, because I could tell that never happens to you, Otto. but what do you think? Have you heard of stuff like that? Like, I was very selfish in thinking, and I felt awful when he told me he'd been in a hospital. I said, oh, my God, wow, how awful of me. Have you ever thought you know, those kind of thoughts for a moment?
Oh, sure, sure. It's been throughout my life, you know, different times that I was selfish myself, but I've learned later, as you give, you get more. You're not going to,
exactly.
You're not going to get anywhere if you don't help somebody. You know, if
exactly.
you think that,
exactly.
yeah. So I always, you know, found that I get more when I give. You got to give it away to keep it.
Exactly.
You know,
you got it. Wow, I like that. You got to give it away to keep it. I'm
sure.
Gonna,
sure.
That I'm going to take from you. So good stuff. Well, listen, Otto, we've just been having a great time this morning. We have some other updates for everybody. You know, right before you joined the Hair Radio family, there was a gentleman on that you, I think you may have heard, I think you caught the tail end of our coverage of his passing, David Babai.
Yes,
Hollywood.
I did. Yes, I did.
Right, Hollywood superstar in every which way of the word. You know, and I have to say, I was shocked. I went to look up David's, you know, information, and I said, wow, he amassed a 10, what was reported as a $10 million, you know, amount of money in his career. I said, wow. And that just tells you, and that's not a secret out there, it's on the internet, and that just tells you what you can do as a hairstylist or anything that you put your mind to and you live your passion. So I was just blown away. And, you know, and his stylist, his actual publicist, she's a very good friend of mine as well, and I've known her for decades. And we just had a chance to chat about him, and she misses him so, so very much. I think I have some of her words about David. I'm going to see if I can find her statement. Now, she wrote an exclusive statement just for us, here at the Hair Radio Morning Show. So this was the short tribute. I'm going to get that on. Then we'll chat a little bit. Otto Matic. Stay with us. All of you guys out there, stay with us. This is a quick, short tribute. It's only about 3 minutes. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
I have a very special tribute to share with you guys. We lost a very dear friend to the Hair Radio Morning Show, and I'm just finding out about this. This was back in September of 2021. And People Magazine did a big story on this. We're talking about David Babai. Now, he was out in Beverly Hills, California, and David worked with everybody. In fact, when we had him on the show, he's been on our show a couple of times and did quite extensive interviews with us. And David was very sweet and kind and was very sharing and forthcoming and talked all about the blowout bar that he and Gwyneth had worked on. And he was a long, long time friend of actress Kate Hudson. And he joked with me on the air about, he didn't know who Kate was at the beginning. And he just knew that had found out she was Goldie's daughter, of course, Goldie Hawn. And so Kate Hudson, it's a huge story in People magazine, and I'm just really getting a chance to look at it. I'm going to just kind of give it to you guys what they had to share about David and People. And it says, Kate Hudson is mourning the death of one of her oldest friends, the Golden Globe winner, 42, posted a tribute to hairstylist David Babai. Now, this was early Saturday, along with throwback photos of Babai styling her hair and her kids' hair. 21 years of shenanigans and laughter. She wrote, my dear boo, I love you. So she wrote that on Instagram and in caption. And it also says, processing this loss is really sad and challenging. I will miss you terribly forever and always. Now, the loss was felt by many who expressed their condolences in the comment section. God bless his soul, wrote Reese Witherspoon. And such a loss, Cindy Crawford added. Oh, no, I'm so sorry, commented Rita Wilson. Paris Hilton, and Lea Michele. So they all commented with broken heart emojis. So this has been quite something else. Hudson collaborated with Babai and their eco-friendly hair care line, David Babai, for Wild Aid. That was back in 2008. And she said they had a blast together, she told People, shooting the line's campaign in Africa with Babai and the late legendary fashion photographer Peter Lindbergh. I'm just lucky to have him as my companion while I travel and work. It's also great collaborating with Kate, Babai added. I adore her. She's my muse and inspiration. We get in trouble all the time. And it's a sentiment that he told us right here, personally, on the Hair Radio Morning Show. And for me, Carrie Hines, just getting a chance to know David through being on our broadcast, he was a very, very caring soul. You could feel it. And I remember when we brought him to the show, he was so surprised to know anyone would care, you know, about him so much. But we did. We loved having him on the show. He had told us that he had lost so much weight, and we were just rooting him on, and he had fans through our broadcast as well. And so we loved him so much, we brought him back for a second interview and to follow up with him a couple of years later to share what he had been working on. And he was just kind, and I remember that. It was very interesting. We're going to see if we can get all of that on for you guys. We'll put it on our 24-hour network as well and continue to celebrate the amazing, amazing David Babai, my friend on radio and through the broadcast, and the friend to the Hair Radio Morning Show. We'll keep your legacy going. The Hair Radio Morning Show is proud to honor the incredible achievements of Ms. Cicely Tyson. And from today forward, all of our in-studio live guests will wait here to go on the air in our newly minted Cicely Tyson Hair Radio Morning Show Green Room. Stay tuned. It's two thumbs up. The Hair Radio Morning Show goes to the movies. It's our brand new Movie Talk radio segment. Listen live. Tune in right here on our broadcast for our unique review of the latest movie. Join us live on the air to chat. It's Movie Talk on the Hair Radio Morning Show. The Let Your Spirit Soar segment on the Hair Radio Morning Show is about getting your day and ours started with positive thoughts, well wishes, great quotes, and amazing affirmations. So if you have one you'd like to share, please send it through our Salon TV Network app, and we'll get it featured on the air. I'm Carrie Hines. You're invited to be part of our new limited radio broadcast series, Talking About Cosby. It's our chance to collectively delve into the life and career and legacy of Bill Cosby, right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Now, we've got great on-air commentators who will be lending their voices to this complex man's story, and we want to hear from you. Our mid-show hour from 7 to 8 a.m. Eastern, 6 to 7 Central, it's your chance to call in and speak live on the air. Go to our Facebook page, The Hair Radio Morning Show, for complete details.
Oh, man. It was just the beginning of everything for me. Let's just say that. If I was to describe it, I would say the beginning of everything. The beginning of the limelight, the beginning of my voice, the beginning of the stardom track. And I learned a lot. And Hair Radio carried me so far to, I just can't describe the excitement and how happy and how Hair Radio changed my life.
Oh.
Hair Radio changed my life. And it's because of Hair Radio that I was able to continue to push through, able to continue to build and go forth. And
I had just started the Hair Radio Association. Do you recall this conversation, Wayne?
No doubt. And I thought it was a very important one because we talked about the nexus between the beauty industry and the community, and how powerful historically the beauty industry has been for every community, but particularly communities of color, where we don't always have these private spaces where our political and cultural conversations take place, but they do take place in the beauty salon and the barbershop. In fact, it is so important that, you know, people feel it's a safe place. They talk, they can commune. It crosses classes. So you can be in the barbershop with, you know, somebody who may make their income on the other side of the law with the judge.
Exactly.
Because we all go to the barbershop or we all go to the beauty salon, and we have these what I call sacred conversations because we are blunt and honest, I mean, it's such a cultural phenomenon.
Women,
they had to
it
make
seems like we carry the weight of the world on our shoulders, and that weight is directly balanced between your 2 feet. And with this balancing act, who do you think is suffering? It's not the kids. It's your feet. While running errands, paying bills, or dodging traffic, you could be ruining your feet. Wearing the wrong shoes for the wrong period of time can cause more damage than you think. Hammer toe and bunions are the leading deformities in black women, and Dr. Yolanda Raglan is the first black and only female podiatrist with practices dedicated solely to the correction of these type of deformities. So let this black girl do some magic and fix your feet. For more information, visit fixyourfeet.com. Providing medically necessary surgery with a cosmetic result.
Morning coffee, vanilla latte served to go. Drink it slow.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
All right, we're back on this Friday morning, March 25th. You heard a few commercial radio show advertisements there. Bringing back, of course, Otto, my right-hand man right here. Otto, yes, that was quite a few, a barrage of clips and things, and that you heard from Captain Smash, who said the Hair Radio Morning Show changed her life, really, and I believe she's right. You know, we'll get on her interview and kind of revisit some of those harrowing details and what happened to her out in Indianapolis not all that long ago. And very interesting story. I'll just drop this little tip. There's some runaway horses, a funeral, and some shootings. So that's an incredible story all by itself. And also you heard in that Wayne Smith, of course, who is the former mayor out of Irvington, New Jersey for 12 years, and he's our friend right here at the Hair Radio Show. He was my first president of my creation of the Hair Radio Association, so glad to have some high-powered folks on board with us. And just, it's been awesome, Otto. It really has. I've got to say, today was a hodgepodge. It was a weird, I call it a weird mixture of things on today's show, which I love. It's Fan Day Friday. That's what it's all about. It was quite an interesting broadcast. What about you, Otto? Did you have some fun moments?
Yes, absolutely. I enjoy listening. I learn a lot. I'm learning more and more each day. And I would welcome all the listeners to have a great weekend and keep listening to hairradio.com
exactly.
Over the weekend.
Exactly.
Yep.
Absolutely. That's right. Hairradio.com is where the whole week, you guys need to go there when we are, you know, and once we sign off at 9 o'clock from this live blog talk broadcast, then I want you to switch gears, go to our 24-hour streaming network. I have another a good episode lined up for you at 9 o'clock. It's a Classic Hair Radio Morning Show 3-hour episode that's going to play over there at our streaming website. And then coming up at noon, talk about the lineup over there at the streaming site. Coming up at noon, we've got recent replays, which kind of plays a couple of our recent broadcasts. So that airs from noon till about 6. And then this evening at 6, again, my favorite interviews and yours too, from folks in the hair business. That'll air between 6 and 7. And then we've got a two-hour special, again, for Everything Vet Talk radio show. So definitely check that out. And then classic shows overnight, a great hair radio show classic broadcast, as well as some music and all that wonderful good stuff. And then I'll see you back here on Saturday morning with all new 24-hour streaming content. So any big plans for your time away from our broadcast? We're going to miss you, Otto.
Yeah, I'm going to miss you and the listeners. I think I'm going to start my garden and different things like that. It's healthy, and you see, you know, the results, and it's something that I do to my mother always taught me, get in the soil, get in the dirt, and I found that it's healing, actually. So that's pretty much what I'm going to do.
Oh, so you do, like, planting seeds and stuff like that?
Yeah, I my forte is sunflowers. I enjoy the look of a sunflower, and they're easy to grow.
Yeah, I like sunflowers, too, yeah.
Yeah. So that's
they're
probably
huge, though. Aren't they kind of big?
Yes. But I put them in different sections of the yard, and the neighbors like it, things like that. So, you know, it's a joy. It's a peaceful experience, actually. Gets you in touch with the soil.
I feel like, you know, you guys out there, Otto this week has been extraordinary coming on board, being introduced to the fans of the morning show. I feel like we have taken on a male version of Martha Stewart. you just go across the entire span and so down to earth and relatable. And you've had so many life experiences. I find you fascinating.
Coming from you, Carrie Hines, that's a compliment. I appreciate that.
Well, we mix it up on this show with just about everybody. And it is just incredible. And so you guys, I'm going to miss you next week, but not for long. I'm going to be over at our 24-hour streaming network, putting some new content there, listening to some of our amazing, great interviews and great new music that you don't hear on this broadcast, some other wonderful updates and all that wonderful good stuff. And I'll be back live on Tuesday. We return Tuesday, April 5th at 6 o'clock in the morning to Block Talk for the next live broadcast. On that day, Vet Talk Radio Show will be celebrating its 30th live episode right here on our morning show. So please tune in at 8:30 on Tuesday for that. But join us at 6 for the next edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show live. And as we said, stay tuned. Coming up next, over at our streaming network, the party continues. Okay, we have a lot going on over there at www.hairadio.com. Again, I want to thank all of my guests today. But I just want to thank the guests for all this week. We started this week with episode number 688. We celebrated Vet Talk Radio Show number 29 on Tuesday. Then Wednesday, Otto joined us for the very first time. It feels like you've been with us much longer than just a few days. But Wednesday was your first day joining us on episode number 689. We had Jagnisha and Wig Talk. Then, of course, Thursday, we just kind of kicked back and played it by ear and had some amazing, amazing surprise guests on our broadcast. And today was just Fan Day Friday, just a hodgepodge of amazing information and details. But I loved it. So what about you? Are you coming back, Otto?
Absolutely. I'd like to thank the listeners for tuning in and supporting the show. You know, that's
awesome.
Real important to me, yes. I'm coming back. I'll be back April 5th. With the Curry Hines.
Oh, awesome. Absolutely. Kind of like a big party, folks. And it is. It's going to be great things happening all the time here at Hair Radio. We're working on a lot of new serious content that is going to, you know, make a difference in your life. So just please, we'll keep you abreast over at the 24-hour streaming Hair Radio .com network. Again, I'm Carrie Hines. Otto's here with me today, and we'll see you back here on Tuesday, April 5th, for the next live broadcast. But until then, go on over to our streaming network where the party continues. Again, it's been a great, great week. We love having you here. And as I said earlier, I know that you have a choice of streaming content out there on the internet. And I am so glad that you have chosen us at Hair Radio to keep you informed. So up next is our outro. Make it a great weekend. We'll see you back here on the 5th of April.
Well, it's that time to bring this episode of the Hair Radio Morning Show to a close. But it does not end here. The show continues over at our 24/7 Hair Radio broadcast network at www.hairradio.com. Now, I must thank today's great guests and our legacy advertisers. These are the folks who've been supporting our show over the years, including Dr. Raglan, Yolanda Raglan at fixyourfeet.com. They are the very best in foot care. She has two locations, one in New York City and the other in Maryland. I also want to take a moment to acknowledge the amazing Troy Ballard, of course, from the West Coast out in Southern California. His company is called Smooth Black Ink. Now, he offers the very, very best in hair care for the entire family. He is a legendary hairstylist and educator. And also, he's the program host right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. We just appreciate him again. That's Troy Ballard, a.k.a. Smooth Black of Smooth Black Ink. Also, we are talking about a complete line of products for the guys now. It's at Rugged Evolution. Now, Rugged Evolution Beard Care is the actual name of the company. Rugged Evolution Beard Care makes a complete line. I love their products. Go to www.ruggedevo.com for more details. Again, that's Rugged Evo. That's